Blog Talk Radio.
All the time, I hear Monty say it, Brother Bishop said it, myself. It's just something about Brother Dog. He's a minister of music. I mean, it's no other way of putting it. Just knows what song to play. Because the songwriter said, if I didn't understand or hear anything else that song has to say, it's just that one little verse that would take me home. It says, all the way. All the way, T. You know, I done been on this journey a long time. Uh-huh. And I just can't stop. I just can't.
All right.
I'm willing to run all the way. When you listen to that, and when you take that down within, you know that you know
mm-hmm.
that there is God. Because
yeah.
I'm willing, no matter what trials or tribulations come my way, I'm willing to run all the way. I have accepted the fact that every day not going to be sunshine, but I also know every day not going to be rain.
All right, man.
I've accepted the fact that I'm not going to always be on top,
well,
but I know I'm not going to always be on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But whichever way it comes, I am willing to go all the way. And the reason... there's a reason for it, family.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you know partner you're seeing, you know you got a crown of life waiting on you. And when you got a crown of life waiting on you, then you're staying the course.
Yeah.
I kept the faith.
Mm-hmm.
I finished the course. See, he finished and he kept the faith.
Mm-hmm.
If you're willing to run all the way, family, you've already admitted to yourself, to the world, and Christ knows
yes,
before.
Yes,
that I'm willing to keep the faith. And the Bible says faith without works is what?
It's dead.
It's dead. So when you're willing to accept whatever come your way, and
all right,
know
now.
That you know that God will. That's what you got. I'm saying that because, you know, sometimes I used to watch. I'm a big fan of the Southern Faith, one of the greatest gospel groups to ever live. And Lord, I used to watch him and Chandler sometimes, how they would work up to a certain song. I was going to sing it first, but they would sing other songs. Marty, you know, you was out there for years as a professional singer. You know what it's like. Sometimes you have to work up to, build up to a song. And this is what this build-up is about today, family. You know, I started telling you all yesterday, one of our beloved brothers and sisters, I'll give you the name today, Brother Fan, Sister Fan, our family. You know, we're family. We all needed together. And I like my brother called me yesterday, and I like what my sister did to him. He was in pain and sickness. And as a man, you know, we just have a thing with not going to a doctor. Sometimes we're okay at whatever they got to do once we get there, but we just don't want to go there. So what my sister did to my brother, she told him, she said, well, you know, we're going to probably run up to Walmart's, CVS, Walgreens. We're going to go to one of these stores and get you some over-the-counter medication because you my husband, and I can't let you sit here in pain like this. And she got that joke in the store, in the car, Sarah, and took him straight to the hospital. Yeah, I like that. I like that. She took him straight to the hospital. And when she got him to the hospital, my brother called me to tell me they ran some tests on him. Oh, he in pain. He hurting. This is going to give him a day. And they gave him a day to come back, and they was going to perform a surgery on it. But see, you all hear me say a lot that God knew it before. See, I'm so glad that the Lord that I serve knows everything before everything become anything. I'm so glad that God, that's the God that we serve. So by God knowing it before, look what he did for my brother. He got him in there. They gave him a date to come back. But before that date came, the doctor came back. They had to change their heart. He said, you know what we're going to do for you? We're going to admit you right now, and we're going to do emergency surgery on you. Ain't God good? Now, my brother could have went back home, and who knows what may have happened. But God had a different plan for him. Aren't you glad that God is the head of your life? See, when you give your life over to God, you ought to be shouting right now. You ought to just be telling God, thank you for just being the head of my life. Because I know that you know what's best for me. Even before it becomes, God already knows. And my brother called me yesterday. He said, brother, I'm going to be on with you as long as I can. But I got news for you. You're going to be on as long as the service allows. Because God is just that kind of God. God will give you power. God will give you strength. And you won't even know where it comes from.
Amen.
Because he's just that kind of God. And we all just tell God we love him just because.
Yes, indeed.
We have a tendency every day. We have a tendency to go to God when we need something. But can you love him just because?
Yes, because.
Y'all, dear God, I love you just because. Because I know that you know what's best for me. I just thank God. I love the Lord. I promise you I do. There's nothing
Lord Jesus.
To separate me from the love of God.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this to my brothers and sisters, and I'm going to get them out of the way here. We're going to have a word of prayer, and we're going to bring you a word from the Lord. You know, when we come on here and we cry out our soul and profess our love for Christ, you have to know one thing. We was once something else. You know what we were? We were 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Those that got your Bible handed, knock the dust off of you, read it. And brother, he's going to give it to you real quick. But we're going to read it. We was all once there, T. Ain't that right, Bishop? We was all once 2 Corinthians, verse 17. And Eric, go here. I can hear him right now saying, all right, now. Because we was all once that. The Bible says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Now, wait a minute. Stop right there. Brother, you just said we was all once that. Didn't he just tell you he was once that? He said, You are a new creature. So you had to be something else because you was old, right? You was old something else, but now you a new creature. And then he goes on to tell you that all old things have passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And behold, all things, yeah, what they do?
That become new.
They became new.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you glad? Oh, you ought to be glad that Christ allows you to become new. He allows you to become new in the pardon of our sin. He washed us. In the pardon of our sin, he died for us.
Yes,
in the pardon of our sin, he rose again, just like he said. That gives us the right to tell
thank
God,
you.
Thank you.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Amen. Yes,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Yes,
for just being God, being the head of my life.
All right,
God
man.
Is so good to us. God has blessed us over and
over. He is.
And family, I got news for you. He keep on keeping on.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, brother, you got to get out of the way. I can stay here all day today. I feel good today.
Amen.
I really feel good. Sometimes I think I feel better than good. Bishop,
well,
I knew a man.
Lord,
I've been knocked down. I've been criticized. I've been kicked around. I've been backstabbed.
Mm.
I've been talked about. But through it all, Bishop, I knew a man.
Amen.
It stands for me. And he told me something. He said, I was his. All you got to do is do my will. He said,
all
you
right,
do
man.
My will.
Mm.
You're mine.
Amen.
And I do something for you. He said, I will wash you whiter than snow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad. I'm so glad that through all of my sinful ways, through all of my dirt, through all of my misuse and abuse, I'm so glad that he cares for me.
Yes.
You ought to be glad right now to tell God, thank you.
Thank
for
you, Lord.
Just being God. He
cares
for me. But it looks like I can't go no further. He steps in. Brother D, I'm confused. Did he do it for Brother Fan? Brother Fan was right there. But God stepped in. Hey, look here. Here's what the Bible says. The Bible says, he that finds a wife finds a good thing.
Good thing,
it's obvious to us that Brother Fan has found a good thing.
Amen.
You ought to be shouting to tell God, thank you for
thank
just
you,
being
Lord.
The head of your life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Brother D, love you. I'm like my brother Eric. I love you. It ain't a doggone thing you can do about it. That's it. Come on, T. Come on here and lead us in prayer because I'll be here all day. I just love the Lord because I know he heard me one day. He heard me one day and he freed me. He freed me.
Yeah.
I was wrapped up, tied up, tangled up, all in this world. My everyday was about this world, family. But God saw fit to come on, T. Come on.
Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you for you've been so good to us. You is so good to us. Father God, you woke us up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way.
Yes,
Father God, you kept your loving, protective arms around us, Lord. Father God, and I just want to say thank you. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for when we woke this morning, Father God. Father God, you gave us the activity of our limbs, Father God. And when we open our mouth, Father God, you blessed us, Lord, that our voice came out and we was able to talk. Father God, I just want to say thank you. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for each and every one that came out tonight to hear the word of God. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for all of your children, God. Your people, Lord, all over the world, Father God, I just say thank you. Father God, for we know you are God that sit high and look low, Father God. Father God, we know you're the King of kings and Lord of lords, God. Father God, and we just want to say thank you. Father God, we know that beside you, Lord, there is no other God. Father God, and we just want to say thank you. Father God, we ask you to continue to look over your people, God. Father God, protect them, Father God. Test their bodies right now, Father God. Father God, we ask you to continue to bless, Father God, Brother Fan this evening, Father God. Father God, we thank you for touching and healing his body. Father God, sometimes we know, God, that you just have to push us and make us do things. Father God, that we know you are a righteous God. You are a loving God. You are God that keeps us, God, in our sickness,
yes,
God. You keep us, Lord, in good health and good strength. Father God, and I just want to say thank you, God. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your children, God, that trust you and believe in you, Father God, and not afraid to call upon your name, Jesus. For I heard in your word there's power. There's power in the name of Jesus. Father God, and I just want to say thank you. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for looking on Bishop's wife this evening, Father God. Father God, keeping her, Father God. Father God, she could have been dead and gone. Father God, but you so fit, Father God, to keep her here, Father God, that she can serve you the more, Father God, that she can lift you up and she can bring other people to you, God. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Father.
Thank you, God.
Father God, we ask you to bless the sick and the needy, Father God. The young, the old, the poor, the homeless, Father God. Father God, we need you in doing this time, Father God. Father God, through our trials and our tribulation, Lord, we just want to lift you up and say thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Father God, we just want to thank you, God. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us, Father God. Father God, all on the land who have on the phone that have sick families that sick themselves, Father God, we ask you to touch and heal right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, the ones that just don't want to go and see about themselves, make a way for them, Father God. That's why you put the doctors here and gave them the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, God. Father God, but whatever we do, Father God, we go and we go in the name of Jesus, and everything will be all right, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, Jesus. Father God, and we ask you to bless the bereaved family, God. Father God, during the holiday time, Father God, people tend to begin to grieve a little more, God. Father God, we ask you to bless them, Father God. Keep them, Father God. Father God, let them remember their loved one with love, Father God, with laughter, Father God, with enjoyment, knowing, Father God, that they're with you and everything is all right. Father God, give them the peace, Father God, that surpasses all understanding, God.
Yes,
Father God.
God,
only you can give us that peace, God.
All
Father
you
God,
got.
And we thank you, Father God. Father God, we thank you because you're God and you're God all by yourself. Oh, glory be to God. Father God, we just thank you. Continue to bless Brother Debo. Father God, this young man love you, God. Keep your loving protective arms around him, dear God. Father God, when he's down and out, Father God, I ask you to lift him up, Father God. Let him see your wondrous work in his life, Father God. In the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, bless Brother Dog, Father God, as he continue to strive to get the word out, the word about Jesus Christ, the word about you, God. Bless him, God. Father God, no matter what come up against him, Father God, you stand for him, Father God. Be his wall, be his shield and his buckler, God. Father God, oh, glory be to God. We know you're able, Lord. Father God, and bless Bishop, Father God. Strengthen him, God. Father God, give him that strength, Father God, to know everything in his family is going to be all right, Father God.
Yes,
everything.
God.
But you God and you God Almighty, Father God, just like you heal the woman with the issue of blood, you still in the healing business, God, in the name of your son, Jesus. Now, Father, we ask you to bless the word on today. Bless the service. Bless the bishop, Father God. Strengthen him, Father God, and bless him, Father God, to give your word like never before. Father God,
yes.
Open the ears of the people and the hearts of the people that they will receive your word with joy and with thanksgiving. Father God, we thank you, and we will forever praise your holy name. This spread all prayers. Father God, I bring to you in the name of your son, Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and thank God. Glory be to God. Back into your hands, Brother D. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Back into your hand, Brother D. If Brother D is unable to answer, Bishop, I'm going to turn it into your hand.
Amen, amen. We thank the Lord for that beautiful prayer. I tell you, God is yet in the blessing business.
Oh, yes, he is. Mm.
And I tell you, he can do over exceedingly above that we can ever say.
Yes.
You know, I want to add to that prayer because I tell you that prayer was so beautiful. I want to throw my brother-in-law, Wes Blair, in that prayer. You know, they had to rush him to the hospital yesterday and went straight to emergency ICU.
Jesus.
And I tell you, they say his kidneys was shutting down.
Okay.
And, look at God. Prayer can get in when no one else can.
That's changing.
And I tell you, I want to thank everybody for the prayers for my wife. I'm actually, when I get off the broadcast, going to pick her up to take her home.
Look at Jesus. Glory to God.
And I tell you, when they went in to do a simple closure, they went in and saw two masks in her stomach.
Glory
to God.
They
were the size of a cantaloupe. And then... they said they saw a cyst laying on her kidneys. And they took all of this out. And me and her yet were sitting up in the hospital talking about the goodness of God.
Oh, yes.
I know. And I thank Lord for Brother Fan and Sister Fan. I'm so glad she took him on.
Amen.
Don't let him have a word to say, take my brother on up there. Thank the Lord.
Yes.
Thank the Lord for Auntie being on this line tonight.
Praise
thank
God.
The Lord for
praise
Brother
God.
D being on this line.
Praise
thank
God.
The Lord for Brother Dog being on this
praise
line.
Praise God.
Truly, truly, I thank the Lord for me being on the line tonight.
Praise God. Praise him. Hallelujah.
You know, when Auntie was praying, she made my mind go back to a song that Brother John Arthur used to say when he get on his guitar. And the song that he used to say wasn't but three verses in the song. I'm not going to sing it tonight, Brother Dog, but I'm just going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the song, he said, was holy, holy, holy. Holy is his name.
Yes.
Joy is his name.
Yes.
And Father is his name.
All right.
And
then.
When she was praying, I got to thinking about that. I said, look at this here. The Father want us to be holy. The Father wants us to have joy, and he wants us to acknowledge him as the Father.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you, this is so good because God is yet doing a new thing with his people. God is yet blessing, and we definitely want to send a sincere prayer. This whole prayer that Auntie just prayed, we want to make sure we send it out to the bereaved families. Because I tell you, there's been a lot of death and a lot of sickness and stuff.
Yes,
and God
yes.
is yet protecting his people. God
yes,
loves his
is.
People. But we're going to go on to the word because it's going to take the word of God to keep us. And
yes.
I tell you, it's going to take the word. It's going to take the word. It's going to take the word.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to jump on into the scripture because I believe that when we give God our all, he'll give us his all. And in this scripture, we're going to go to John, the 14th chapter. And it says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me.
Yeah.
In my Father's house are many mansions.
Yeah.
If it were not so, I would not have told you.
I wouldn't have told you.
I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, ye may be also. Brothers and sisters, today I want you to know, right here in the pardon of whatever you're going through, he said, everything that you're going through, give it to him, because he want to work it out. See,
all right now.
They use this all the time, saying the Lord won't put no more upon you than you're able to bear. Let me help you out. Let me change that. Yes, he will. He'll put so much up on you because he wants to show you that he can carry it.
Amen.
He wants you to know everything upon you, he'll carry it. He said, let not your heart be troubled. See, our problem is, this is a continuation of a message I brought a couple weeks ago, but I want you to know our problem is a lot of times when God working something out, we take it back before God can finish it.
Come
we
on
take
now.
It back before God can do what he
That's
wants
the
to
truth.
Do. We
Tell
take it.
It
back before God can put his stamp of approval on it. See, our problem is it's like this here. I got a lady mad at me from Bible class. Because I won't prophesy a house to her, I won't prophesy a car to her, and I won't prophesy wealth to her. I told her, why would you need me to prophesy these things? If you can have enough faith to be this bold to stand before me to ask for these things, you ought to have the same boldness to stand before God and say, this is what I need.
All right now.
Do y'all know we got to be, as men and women of God, we got to be responsible for what we're putting out.
That's right. That is so true.
We
so
need
true.
To know that we speak life and we speak what? Death.
Death. That's right.
It's in the power of the tongue.
Yes, it is.
We're putting this word out. This word needs to be exactly what God said. You know, sometimes you need to tell people a simple two-letter word, no.
All right, now, that's the truth.
No, God did not call you to preach. No, God did not call you to prophesy. No, God did not lead you into that. No, God is not putting his stamp of approval on. No, God is not telling you to say that. And no, quit lying on God.
Come on now.
Brother Dog, maybe that's why I'm not a big-time name sensational preacher, because I'm going to tell you the word like it is, and if people don't like me, I really don't care. I care about the word of God being put out just like he said. You know, he said, we might well go and get it. He said, behold, I come quickly.
And the reward is with me.
And my reward is with me. This is what he said in Revelation. He said,
that's
I come quickly.
Yes.
Do you know when he come quickly, people think it's going to be when it's time to go to heaven. People think it's going to be days and years that God going to be processing this. It ain't going to take long because he's already started. It ain't going to take long. Behold, I come quickly. Your reward is with me right now. I don't have to go back and look for it. I ain't got to go find it on the shelf. And brothers and sisters, let me throw this out. Quit telling people, let you put your Holy Ghost on the shelf so you can deal with them right now. Guess what? You may not be able to get back to get your Holy Ghost off that shelf.
Oh,
I forgot, Auntie. Some people like to say Holy Spirit. You might not be able to get back to get your Holy Spirit off that shelf. So quit gambling with your salvation.
All right now.
Right here in the fourth verse, he says, and whither I go, ye, listen at this here, and whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. He said, how I go, you know, and you know. See, the Spirit bears witness of one and of itself, rather.
Yes, it does.
And if we in the Spirit, we're going to know when he's there and when he's not. Look at right here. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and know, and he said, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, this is the same thing he's saying to us today now. I want y'all to take note to this. This is what he's saying today. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now look, he had to break this thing down to Thomas. He had to break it down. And when he broke it down, he said, look, he said, I'm the way to everything. He said, I'm the door of the sheepfold.
Well,
he said, anybody that get in any other way, the same as a thief and a robber. So how you going to get in unless you go through Jesus? Y'all know how when we have a birthday party or we, back in the day when we'd have our parties and stuff by invitation only, you had to come only by that invitation by the person that's giving the party. Well, guess what? This party is open for all that want to come. And he's sitting there letting you know, I am the way. I'm also the truth. I'm the truth. And I'm the life. You can't get to God any other way but through Jesus. And he made it very clear. He didn't stutter. He didn't hesitate. He made it very clear. You can only get to him through me.
Well.
And then look at this right here. If ye had known me. Now, people probably got mad at Jesus when Jesus was saying this stuff. He said, if ye had known me, you should have known my Father. Isn't this how people talk about, oh, I know God, I know God. And when you see them, when they're going through, they done forgot the God that they knew. He wants to bless you. He wants to bring you through some things. He wants to deliver you from some things. See, I brought this second part to this message, and I feel like I need a third part to this message because people need to understand when God brings you out of something, you need to stay out of it.
Stay out of it. Come on. That's the truth.
When God save you, see, let me back up a little bit? When God save you, that don't mean that you 100% holy like somebody been sitting up in church 257 years. You got to go through some deliverance. You may be the rank cusser on the block. And getting saved don't mean all that cussing coming out of you right then.
That's right.
But through some deliverance, it's going to come out. But we, as supposed to be body of Christ, we quick to judge you.
He's still cussing.
He's still saying this. See, cussing ain't going to take you to hell. It's just not a good practice for the baptized believer to be doing. We need to watch our mouth. What goes in us don't defile us, but what come out is what defileth the man. See, a lot of times people start using words that they should not be using. Y'all remember reading in the scripture when they went and got Jesus in the garden. His right-hand man right there in the garden, what he said, I don't know him. I don't know him. I don't know him. Jesus already told him. He said, look, you're going to deny me thrice. You're going to deny me three times before the cock crow. We better be careful who we putting our mouth on and what we saying. Because when God take you through deliverance, God take you through deliverance. And see, a lot of times, we're not letting people stay on the altar long enough. Because we ain't got but six or seven people in the church, we take them off the altar and already made them the assistant pastor. Because they got a good little job out there at True Temper and they making this money. You need to leave them on the altar and let God finish doing what he's doing with them. Auntie, people can't get deliverance because we quick to take them off for the altar.
That's right. That's right. Go ahead.
We quick to put them up right quick. I'm going to have you preaching tomorrow. See, this is the thing. I thank the Lord for Bishop Dr. G.T. Howell.
Amen.
That man would tell you in a minute, it's my job to tear you down and build you back up.
Well.
And he could do it too, couldn't he, Auntie?
Yes, he could. Yes, he could.
Our job is not to try to boost God's business. Our job is to serve God.
Yeah.
He'll do the boosting. Any man be in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He is a new creature.
Mm-hmm.
You're a new creation. See, in the word, I find that when the conversion came, Saul of Tarsus was no longer Saul of Tarsus. He was a new man in Christ. And
okay.
When he was transformed, he became Paul.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We got to understand who God is and who we are in God.
Yeah.
See, sometimes
yeah.
When we sit under these pastors or even as a pastor ourselves, when we're sitting up here preaching and teaching this word, we got to still remember something else. The word is to us first.
Mm-hmm.
Auntie,
all right.
Have you brought a message? Sometimes seem like the message cutting you up into shreds.
Yes, yes.
Because guess what? The word is to you first.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what, Auntie? You've been in church a long time, but you still going through deliverance, aren't you?
Yes, yes.
We never, you know how when people join the church, they put you in a new member class. Well,
mm-hmm.
Guess what? We never come out of the class of being of going through because we're always going through and we always need deliverance. We need to stay in deliverance class forever. Because sometimes we may even think something. Didn't
that's
say
true.
You said it, but sometimes we may think something. And when we think it, we're thinking it out of context.
All right now.
I'm going to tell y'all, yes, I'm going to talk about me. See, Auntie, people ain't going to talk about themselves, but I'm going to talk about
all right.
Me. I used to get so tired sitting up there at Bishop Dr. G.T. Howell's church. I used to get so tired of three old mothers in the church. To me, they were old, nosy women in the church. And they ran everything back to Papa. Bishop Howell was my granddaddy.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring stuff right back to him. Mother Brooks Anna Winnie. She said, get yourself down there on that altar. You need to stay on that altar. Get down there and put your head on that altar. I used to say, Lord, please let her go on over there and get out the way.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
And then Mother Etal. Mother Etal, she would come up. And when Mother Etal would come up, Mother Etal said, "Don't you be spitting on my pastor carpet. You ain't getting in no spirit. You up here playing on the altar and tear that head up." And then Mother Frankie Simmons. Mother Simmons will walk up and say, "I don't hear nothing at you. I don't hear nothing at you. Don't you try to go to sleep up here. This ain't your bed. This God's house. Act like it." I used to sit there, but I couldn't go back and dispute them because that's sassing a grown-up, and my granddaddy wasn't hearing that. This is why I said we need to stay on the altar for deliverance. We need to keep our heart on the altar. We need to keep our mouth on the altar. We need to keep our mind on the altar. And most of all, keep your brain on the altar. Because there's some stuff go through your brain that'll make you speak it out your mouth. And if somebody step on that right callus on your toe, it's going to come off your lips.
That's right, Bishop. That's right.
And this is why I'm saying we need to stay in the face of God. People, I'm saying something. I'm saying like President Biden said. I'm going to say it like President Biden said. Folks, listen. We need God. And if we don't get God, let me tell y'all something. If we don't get God, there's only one other choice out there. And on that day, he ain't going to be in charge himself.
Amen.
So really ain't another option out there. Let me get back in this word. See, Brother D, I like this thing because right now I needed to slow down so I can teach this scripture a little bit because we need to know this here. Verse number 8 says, "Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it'll suffice us." Jesus said unto him, now, Auntie, ain't this what we want when your children start acting up, Brother D, when your children act up, ain't this the answer that Jesus just said? Ain't this just like a parent? Listen to what he said. Jesus said unto him, "Have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip?"
All right, now.
I've been with you all this time, and you still don't know me?
Still don't know me.
Jesus had already told them the only way to get to the Father is how?
Through him.
Yeah. He said, "If you know me, you know my Father. My Father and I, we are one."
Yes.
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Ain't that something? His gift, the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And then he said, "He that hath seen me hath seen the Father."
Yes.
"And now sayest thou then, show us the Father?" He said, "Believest thou not that I am the Father, and the Father is in," look at this, "it's in me."
Yes, yes.
See, we teach this word, we teach this word, we preach this word, we expound on this word, and people still act like they don't understand it. And here's
that's
the disciples right.
Right
here. "Show us the Father. Show us the Father." He said, "How long have I been with you, Philip?"
Yes, yes.
"How long?
How long?
And you don't know this? I've been with you all this time, and you still don't know me." See, Brother D, they can't come up to your son and tell your son, do he know Carl Nunley?
Mm-hmm.
Your son gonna look at them like they crazy. Because he know they know you. And they know he know you.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I see your son, your son is a part of you.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember when they called themselves the lost Jesus? He never was lost. They said, your mother is looking for you. She said, who is my mother? Who is my father?
Who is my mother? Who is my brother?
He said, did you not know I was out doing my, that's right. He said, your brother and your mother and your brother looking for you. They trying to find you. He said, who is my mother? Who is my brother? He said, do y'all not know I was out doing my father's business? I wasn't lost. I knew where I was at.
All right now.
Today,
yes, yes.
I want to challenge you on something. I want you to challenge yourself on seeing how close you can get to God this week and next week.
Jesus.
And when I said challenge yourself, ask God to show you you. Because some of you sitting up in church. Some of you sitting up in church dying.
That's it. Don't know you.
Sitting up in church, getting you a first-class one-way ticket straight to hell.
Oh, glory be to God. Come on now.
And you going president's class. You going ahead of business class. You going ahead of first class.
Well.
And can I say this? I know some of you done already got mad at me. But dog, don't take the swipes and snipes that they throwing at me, because I know they throwing. Get out your phone sometime and pull your Bible out and blow that dust off of it.
Glory, that's the truth.
And get back to the old rules. Guess what? My mama always said, if it's not broke,
don't try to fix it.
We done got to the place where we done got away from the word. We want to just basically use our phone or our tablet or something. I know this Bible done got too heavy.
All right.
Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It's old and antiquated. Well, guess what? Sometimes the old stuff is more valued than the new stuff.
Yes.
There was a guy out in Kankakee, bought a property out here. They tore the house down. But when they tore the house down, they found that there was three cars buried underneath the ground in what used to be the basement.
Jesus.
And those three cars belonged to Al Capone.
Jesus.
Here's a car sitting preserved underneath the ground with the titles in it.
Mm.
Sometimes old things are valued more than this new stuff. Y'all remember as kids coming up, toys and stuff that we got back then didn't break as quick as the stuff they got now.
Well, it didn't.
Because the stuff they got now is designed to break so you can come buy some more.
Well, so true.
That's
but the
truth.
Stuff we had back then, we threw it, we done dropped it, stepped on it, fell on it, dropped it, chunked it, everything. Still took a lick and kept on ticking.
Mm-hmm.
Took the hammer and hit it and it still didn't break.
That's right.
All right.
Today, is your faith just like this new mountain of stuff that break quickly? Somebody says something to you, your salvation, you got to throw it on the shelf because you ready to fight. You need to get back on the altar because you need
Glory.
Some deliverance. Me and my wife was over at a pastor's church in Chicago here.
Mm-hmm.
And She said, all of you that have the Holy Ghost, come on this side right here. And those of you that don't have the Holy Ghost, go on that side because we need to know what we're praying for.
Uh-huh.
The pastor ran back there with the ones that didn't have the Holy Ghost. We got to understand in this hour, brothers and sisters, this is a battle that we're on the battlefield.
I
look at this old song John Arthur sang, and I know some of y'all may not know John Arthur, and some of you might have known John Arthur. But John Arthur said, holy, 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 holy is his name. Joy, 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 joy is his name.
Mm.
Father, 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 Father is his name. Well, guess what? When you sit there and look at those words that John Arthur said, and you take them and play them back in your mind, you can work up a good praise and worship yourself just off of what he was saying. And it ain't hard to remember.
That's right.
I mean, holy, 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 holy is his name. Joy, joy, joy. Joy is his name. Father, Father, Father. Father is his name. Father, Father, Father. You can get you a tune and keep going.
All right.
This is what it's going to take. It's going to take us getting in the face of God. Getting in the face of God. Going back to the old foundation. Laying that old landmark again. That old foundation. This is what it's going to take. Brother D, it's going to take not telling your children to go to church. It's going to take taking them.
That's it.
It's going to take quit cussing at your children and start giving them the word.
It's going
to take quit calling your child an idiot or stupid or simple. I went up to the school with my grandson the other day, and they asked the little boy, they said, could you tell me what 4 + 4 - 1 is?
Mm-hmm.
He said, 4 + 4 - 1. He said, it's 441.
Bless his heart.
I said, I see the concept, but the preparation is not there. The work is not there.
All right now.
Then they asked the little boy, how did he come to 441? He said, well, you got a 4 here, you got a 4 there, and you got a 1 over there.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Or is it 144 backwards? We got to go back to the old landmark. Brother D, you remember we used to learn A, B, C, D, E, F, G?
That's it.
That was enough for that one day. Then the next day we had to remember a few more, didn't we?
Amen.
And then after the week, they would tell you to tell them how many they done told you. You better know it. This is what we're going to have to go to. Auntie, we're going to have to get back in this word. We're going to have to go back to foundation. Auntie, we're going to have to go back where? To foundation. We're going to have to start teaching people the word. We're going to start teaching them. See, I felt like preaching a little bit because I had wrote this message out so I could preach it, but I can't preach it right now. I had to continue to teach it because, see, when we jumped over in this here to Jude, the first chapter, ain't but one book of Jude anyway, so it ain't
I
missed the first chapter. Ain't but one book.
One book, you're right.
But when you get down to the 24th and 25th verse, he says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless
holy,
mm-hmm.
before the presence of his glory,
mm-hmm.
with exceeding joy. All right, John Arthur, there, your song is in there. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty.
Yes.
Dominion and power.
Yeah.
Both now and ever.
Mm-hmm.
See, now unto him that's able to keep you. He's able to keep you from falling.
Yes.
One scripture says, if your brother be overtaken in a fall, ye that are strong, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness.
Yes.
See, this is going back to the foundations.
Doing gently.
And then he said, with dominion. You can possess these things because my daddy said you can have it. I ain't talking about lost his heart. That's my daddy lost his heart. I'm talking about my daddy Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Because he said I can have it. Because he said it's mine.
That's
Brother D,
saying.
You know what he said? Can I give you a piece of what he said, Brother D?
Come on, bitch.
He
come
said,
on, man.
Cattle on a thousand hills is his.
He is.
And guess what? He also said that you are an heir and a joint heir in this thing.
Yes.
Auntie, and he also said, see, you and got me started, Auntie. I thought you were going to let me rest. See, Auntie, he said, you can have whatever you ask for as long as you ask for it in my name.
My name.
Yes, that's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying.
Brother Dog, he brought up another little scripture, Brother Dog, and my mind is going on into this scripture. He said, my people, which are called out by my name, would humble themselves and pray. See, you can ask what you will. You can speak to yonder's mountain, and you can tell that mountain that it has to be removed. You can speak these things in faith because my daddy Jesus said you can have it. See, when we begin to walk up before him and walk up right before him, these are the promises that he said you can have. He said, I'll give you the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'll give you long life. I'll make your enemy. I'll make them your footstool. He said, not only that, he said, I'll give you the desires of your heart. I'll make the mighty man give unto your bosom. I'll make the enemy step back. I'll begin to speak authority on your behalf. In Exodus 14, he said, hold your peace. I'll fight for you. I'll go to battle for you. I'll do this thing just because you asked me. He said, look, my people have gone into captivity because they left their first love. They walked away from me. I need you to know today that if you begin to give your life over to him, he'll give himself over to you. He'll make a way out of no way. He'll take your darkness. He'll turn it into day. He'll make a way out of no way. He said, I am a root out of a dry ground. I am the first. I am the last. I'm Alpha and I'm Omega. I am the beginning. I am the first and I am the last. He said, no man comes to the Father but by me. Now,
come on,
I want
to know today, whose report will you believe? Will we believe God's report? Will we begin to trust him today? I want to know today, Brother Dog, you said, let the Lord have his way.
Yes.
I believe this. I believe that God said, I'll take him, I'll keep him in perfect peace.
Perfect
whose
peace.
Mind stayed on thee. I'll make a way when there isn't a way. I told Moses, all you got to do is just speak. I'll make a way. He told him, he said, look, raise your staff. He said, I'll make a highway in the middle of the Red Sea.
Yes.
God said today, I'll make a way for you. All you got to do is trust me.
Trust him. That's it, Bishop. Just trust him.
Yeah. Just give him your heart and go on back to foundation class. Yes, the pastor may say something that might hurt your four or five feelings, but get them out the way the next time so that you can receive your deliverance. Oh, my goodness. I feel my help right now. Oh, my goodness. But D, take it from me because I'm feeling my help right now. I know the goodness of God. I know that if we become a more, he could have a Sunday.
Yes.
All right, now.
Thank you. Look out, Bishop. Look out, Bishop. Let him have his way.
Yes,
let
God.
Him have his way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Let go and let God.
Trust in him. That's it. Let go and let God. Thank you, my dear lady. Thank you. Let go and let God.
Amen.
Let go and let God. What a beautiful lesson, and what a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful way to end by just simply saying, let go and let God. Let go and let God. And when you, what Bishop's trying to tell you is when you let go and let God, you are being led. And now when you're being led by God, you ain't got to worry about going wrong. Because there's no wrong in it. You ain't got to worry about falling because he's going to pick you up. You ain't got to worry about your enemy. He said he'll make them be your footstool. You ain't got to worry about wanting because he already told you ask for what you will. So see, that's what Bishop was telling you when he said let go and let God. I just thank the Lord. I truly thank the Lord for the word today. Listen, we have truly enjoyed ourselves today. I thank the Lord for touching Bishop.
Awesome.
For those that don't know, you know, God moves, and he moves in mysterious ways. I have an auntie here and a first cousin here. He hears speaking to daddy. That's my mother's brother, my uncle. Ain't God good? He is shining on your family the same way. He don't just shine on us. He will shine on you. And I got news for you. We got to get out of here. We know our time is burnt. But let me tell you something, family. God wants to shine on you. You in
yes,
the way.
He does.
A friend of mine told me one time, he said, Brother D, he said, I thought I had to help God bless me. And I found out all I had to do was get self out the way. It's just remove self. God wants to do it for you.
Yeah.
And I can promise you he will. You know,
yes,
we love to tell you about two. There's two stories in the Bible, three stories in the Bible we love to tell you all about. We love to tell you about the Hebrew boys. We love to tell you about Daniel in the lion's den. We love to tell you about Job. But brothers and sisters, you know, that was another story where a young man laid by the pool for 38 years. But he never lost his faith in God. And when the Lord came to visit him, he said, Lord, he said, I know you're troubled in water, and I'd be trying to get in. Have I get up enough, someone get in from me. And you know God told me, he said, I asked you all that. I just asked you one more. He said, do you want to? See, that's what my family got to get right there. Do you want to? Because if you want to, God will. Amen.
Amen.
God is good. Oh, God
yes,
is good.
He is. Yes,
and we just
he
love
is.
Him. We thank him so much today. We thank him so much.
Thank
today.
You, God.
We're going to prepare ourselves to get out of here. I'm going to tell Monty to come and give us an announcement. And we're going to prepare to get on out of here. Come on, G.
Amen, amen, amen. I just want to say to bishops, that was an awesome message. And I
amen.
Say, I pray that everybody open up their heart and their ears and receive of that word. I just want to announce, be with us again on tomorrow night, same time, same station, for a time for reflection.
Yes.
And as always, God has a word for you. Back into your hands, Brother B.
Jody, he truly has a word for you. And in reason, I know you all wonder why Monty said that. She always tell you God. You know why God, why she can honestly just family tell you God has a word for you? Because he left it on record for you.
Amen.
All you got to, I'm like, Bishop, knock the dust off of it and read it sometime. Mm-hmm. And she wants you to develop. If you start reading God's word, it's something about God's word that it's just attracts. It's like glue. It will attack you. What, bro, how do you know that, brother? He said it'll drive you, or it'll draw you.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want God, he wants you. Amen. We want to tell Bishop again, we want to thank Bishop again and again and again for giving us this powerful message today.
Awesome.
So, a chance to hear us today. We hope and pray that you were truly blessed like we were. At this time, we're going to try to be obedient and get out of here and turn this thing back over to Brother Dow. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, Brother Dow.
All right. Also, we want to send our special props out to Bishop. He better get out there and pick his wife up because we see the dedication he got. He's going to come on in. He better get out there and pick his wife up.
He's a work I've done. Speak for me. May the work I've done speak for me. When I've done the best I can and my friends don't understand, may the work I've done speak for me.
All right.
Yes,
that's what
yes.
Bishop showed. That's what Bishop and Sister Mary and Brother D showed. Let the work get done. Don't just talk about it. Just be about it. We want to thank everybody for listening today. And want to thank especially Bishop for taking out his time to, instead of going to get his wife to come out here and give y'all the word. So that should mean something good. And like Sister Mary said, don't forget to tune in tomorrow. Tomorrow at the same time, same station, God willing, for a time for reflection with Sister Mary. With that being said, thank you all for a glorious afternoon of prayer and preaching. God may bless all y'all. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there.
Happy
Amen.
Thanksgiving.
Amen.
All right. All right. Thank you, Bishop, Sister Mary. Thank y'all. Have a great one.
Okay.
See y'all tomorrow. All right.
All right.
All right. We wait on. Bishop and Sister Mary is gone. Good evening, everybody out there. How y'all doing? If y'all don't know, I already seen it. Today is would have been Wheelchair, my man Wheelchair's birthday. Today would have been his birthday, and he would have been 49 years old. So we all still remember him. It's still a shock that he's not with us. But all I'm going to say is happy birthday, Wheelchair, and Godspeed, God bless. And with that being said, we're going to take our ceremonial moment of silence, and I'm going to play Wheelchair song. Thank you.
Through the years, I keep on toiling. come again.
whether y'all know it or not, that was one of Weird Tales' favorite songs right there. It's one of my favorites, too. Also, my man, Reverend Eric out in Texas, likes that song, too. I think he should be going to his own church tonight or something. But if he's not, Reverend Eric, if you got a minute, could you hit the one button unless you already headed into your service for tonight? Reverend Eric, if you're out there, I saw you earlier. I think, you know, he has services on, there he is. Reverend Eric, how you doing tonight? How you doing there, Rev? How you doing?
Oh, man, I'll tell you, man, that's an awesome song, man. Oldest.
Yeah.
Clay,
tell us about
Clay
that song.
Boy,
tell us about that song.
Man,
tell us about that song.
I learned that song and heard that song long, many years ago, man. It just sent home to me because when you really, really know God, you don't mind hearing that song. You know why? Because we try to walk in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And every day we walk this earth, we're trying to get closer to that. And I believe some of our walk is getting a little slower now. It's slowing down. Because
Brother
we're trying
you
to
on,
get
Brother
in
D.
there.
Brother D, your mic is on, Brother
yeah.
D.
Yeah. Yeah, we're trying to
you
get in there, Brother D. We walking kind of slow now because we're trying to get in there. And I don't know. Maybe it might not be today. Or maybe it might not be tomorrow. We just don't know when. But I believe some of us hearing that and we're slowing our walk up. And now I'm going to say this, Brother Willie. I'm going to say this from the bottom of my heart. I just don't believe we're going to get in there because we did everything right.
Come on, man.
I just really believe we're not going to walk in that and God's going to say, you did everything right. Come on in, Brother Willie. You did everything right, Brother D. Come on in here. I mean, you polished. I just don't believe that. I believe it's going to be the blood. I believe you're going to have to feel God enough when he said, well done, my faithful servant. Somebody said, faithful? But look at here. I'm going to leave you alone when I say this, because I do got to walk in. David was a fornicator. Oh,
yes, he
was.
Yes, he
was. He was a killer.
Yes,
hey,
he was.
Hey, can I just keep giving you one more little thing about him? And he done it well. But God said he was a man out of his own heart. What stuck me with that Brother Willard, though, he didn't mind repenting. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He didn't mind crying out to God. Said, God, I'm sorry. I sinned against thee and only against thee. You know, he was sincere about it, and God heard him. And I'm going to tell you right now, I believe in my heart that we're going to get in there. A lot of us are going to get in there, not just because we did everything right. And I'm going to tell you something, that self-righteous, you know, Brother D, there are some people got some self-righteous sin. Help me.
Come on now. Come on now.
What I mean by that, they sin is better than yours.
Yeah,
you know,
yes,
God ain't going to punish me because I didn't shoot nobody. All I did is sell a few dyes and chase a few girls. You know, I didn't kill nobody.
Now.
The self-righteous people. You know, I pay my tithes. I go every day. I can put my little hat on and walk in and as soon as I get out, I'm going to cuss you out like I said. You know, we all got to stand before the God. And I'm going to leave you with this when I say this. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he's Lord. You might not say it now, but, boy, you're going to have to say it later on.
You're going to say it. You know what? I'm going to say this real quick, and I got to get out of here. My brother just spoke, and as my brother was speaking, I thought about something. There was a young man, brother, that the Lord had a talk with. And everything that the Lord told him, he said, you know, he told God, he said, look here, he said, I've done that from my youth. From a little kid, I've been doing all that thing. The Lord told him, he said, look here, he said, I want you to take and sell off all your goods.
He said all of them.
And give it. And the Bible, he said, when you do that, then you can come follow me. And the Bible goes on and instructs us that he went away. But he walked away a different way than he came. But I would say he walked away sorrowful. In other words, he was angry when he walked away.
Yeah.
Why? Because he was, what brother just told you, the sin that he did, he didn't think no one seen it. See, he was in love, and that's a sin. He was in love with his worldly possession. But then my brother said something about sin, and I'm like, bitch, I'm holy, you Lord, I'll tell you this. The Bible didn't tell us nowhere in the Bible have I ever read where the Bible said that this sin was a percentage of that, or this sin a percentage. The Bible says all. And we can stop it right there.
I got you. So, So Reverend Eric,
come on,
you saying if you repent, you still can be saved? Is that what you're telling us in a nutshell?
I'll tell you this here. We're gonna repent till we get home. I'm telling you this here. Mm. It's not just about the repentance only, Brother Willard Dog. It's about do you fear God? Do you fear God enough that then because we're gonna fall short, so we're constantly falling. So we're constantly asking God to forgive us, you know. But I'm saying this here from the bottom of my heart to all that understand repentance. You got to give what someone's teaching, and can speak to that spirit that what Bishop was talking about. That once you've been delivered, someone got to get in that void. It's a void there now. So you got to get the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit help you. And when you're doing wrong or say like this here, it'll tell you that you ain't no little man on your right shoulder and a little man on your left shoulder. No, it's in your heart. So you have a heart, man. You know, I know you ignorant sometimes, but you have a heart. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to tell you, your heart, people ain't going to want to hear this. And I'm not telling you just live like you want to live, but I beg the difference if you see what others see, because your heart opened up to things. Yeah, you don't tap into everything, but you know what? You let a little snot come down your nose sometimes. You know what I'm talking about? Jesus, what? you know what I'm talking about? And God see your softness. He knows it's there because you're walking slower now, Brother Will. Your walk is getting slower. It's getting slower.
Yeah.
It's getting slower.
Oh yeah.
You know something? When you say about repentance, let's look at what John said. And I think it's the ninth chapter, the 31st verse, when he says, the Lord hears not a sinner. He said, but a worshiper hears prayer.
A worshiper,
he has a different type of repentance when he repents. Look what David did. David told the Lord, he said, Lord, if I had to see David's face right now, I believe he had tears in his eyes. When he told the Lord, he said, I sinned against thee and thee only have I sinned. Lord, created me a clean heart. I believe he was on his knees begging God, but he said, "Created me a cleaner." Yeah. See, that's a person that's asking for forgiveness and needs. God already knows when he forgives us. He already knows that we're gonna turn and do it again tomorrow.
Amen.
You gotta be sincere about this thing, and then God will clean you up because He wants to clean us up. He wants to wash us.
Okay.
Before I walk out, I must tell you this here. We're not saying don't repent, but we saying we are saying this here. When you do repent, get somewhere with it's all right to say no. It's all right to say yes. It really is. You know, it don't make you less a man. It makes you a better man. When you know, how many times you have to talk to yourself? Me and Seth had to talk a lot the other day. Seth said, what you going to do about it, Eric? I said, man, Eric got a problem with this. And Seth said, you know, if you do this here, this is what's going to happen. Consequences behind everything you do. It don't take a child to understand what I'm saying. Consequences of life, that when man do things, he has things can happen behind that, you know. So now you got your step should preferably, it should get a little shorter now. It should get a little, watch when you see things, you ought to just think before you do it, you know what I'm talking about? And preferably, if you do mess up, Brother Willie and myself and whoever hearing me, it's already to go tell somebody I'm sorry. And it's already to receive that. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, it's already to see that because if you don't, you're keeping the blood on you. So you tell me, somebody come in, Brother D did something to me, and he said, man, I'm sorry, man. Don't you know I'm supposed to forgive him? If he comes to me every day with that same thing, I'm supposed to forgive him. That sounds real stupid, but I didn't go with the scripture said. He said, if he comes, as often he comes, he said, we're supposed to forgive him. So you think what Jesus doing? Man, we constantly messing up. I'm talking about poor Pino out. We constantly mess up because even our thoughts, man. Hey,
okay.
I'm going.
Happy holidays to you, Rip. Happy holidays to you, Rip.
I'm going. Man.
Happy holidays to you. All right.
Walk with me, Lord.
Good evening. How y'all doing? I want y'all to know, it might seem a ways wet, but we losing Blog Talk Radio come January the 31st. January the 31st, we're losing. I've looked into several avenues. Some people have reached out to me and sent me stuff to check out. I've checked them out. And so far, no good results yet. So one of them, that looks pretty good, but then they want an arm and a leg for it, and they want to charge the callers for calling in, which we know that ain't going to work. I prefer to find one that I got, like, now I pay for it by myself, so I won't have to take no criticism. I don't have to worry about nobody telling me what I should and shouldn't do, and I can do what I want to do because I'm paying for it myself. So I appreciate my man Todd Vance out there. He know what I'm talking about. I'm just gonna put it that way. But if anybody got any more avenues, anything, keep sending me. I keep checking them out, but so far haven't found one that's feasible for what we're doing in this thing right here. Because, like I said, I prefer to pay for it out of my own pocket by myself. So if I decide to act like a little girl one day, I can act like it. If I decide to do what I want to do, I can do what I want to do. But, you know, because I've always been my own man ever since I knew I was a man. So thank y'all out there for your long listeners out there that been out there. It's going on 16 years. Man, that's a long time. Just seemed like yesterday, but all good things have to come to an end. But we're going to doggone it. We're going to do it till the wheels fall off this thing. So we got another month or so, two months to go probably. Yeah, we still trying to find something. So good evening out there, y'all. Happy Turkey Day to everybody out there that might not be on tomorrow. They might be getting their turkeys and everything ready and everything. Some of y'all need to, you know, order your food. I'm going to be honest with y'all. Some of y'all food, you can't cook. Shit tastes like shit, man. I'm going to be honest, man. I remember when I was really... when I was really into the civilian sector, when I was working, you know, everybody at the office, you know, we had these office parties and people invite you over to their house and shit. I swear, man. Man, I done thrown away more shit than I know, man. People invite me to their house. The food don't taste well for shit, man. Don't have no flavor to it. It just didn't taste good. Some of y'all can't cook. Y'all know who he is out there. So stop trying to cook and impress somebody and just go ahead and order some shit from Walmart or Publix or wherever you can get that stuff from, man. And sometimes they shit don't be that goddamn that good no way either. But please, y'all, if you know you can't cook, don't try to cook, please. Please. Please don't do it. Let's see what Katara talking about. She keep on bugging me on there. What's she talking about? No damn way she can't cook. Okay. She say I'm telling the truth. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Gina Epps, when I see you, I'm going to slap some hair on your head too, Gina Epps. When I needed you yesterday, you're going to call me and tell me, oh, we out eating. Okay, all right. You could have still been on my show. You could have dialed the show and put the phone in the garbage can or put it in the refrigerator. I don't care. But you went on there yesterday, and I needed you. See, I always look for your number anyway. Certain people number I look for, them, you know, just in case I need some backup on some stuff. And Gina Epps, you was one of the numbers I looked for yesterday. I had to call you. You talking about you was eating with your family. I can't get mad at you about that, though. But I told you I got girl tendencies sometimes, so I remember that. Your ass better have, you better put your number on it anyway and just lay the phone down. I still don't know whether you're listening or not, you know. But anyway, kid, y'all, flop out there with some old white truck he got it there called White Knight. I don't know what that means. He got a truck. Is it supposed to be a race truck, or is that the truck that Derek Duck Goose Getter? I don't know. All right, guys, today is Tuesday, almost Turkey Day. I done said my little speech. If y'all got some, hit the old one button. If you don't, I'm going to go in there and take me a, what's it called? Not a bubble bath. I'm going to go in there and take me one of them, you know them baths where they, them bubbles blow out on you. You know, them bubbles be blowing out on you. And what you call them baths? Let me see, somebody, yeah, I'm like Larry McKenzie now. Oh, that's right. Somebody get Larry McKenzie on there. It's Larry McKenzie out there. He come up with some of the dumbest shit. But it's pretty good sometimes, though. Kid be on there fucking with him every day. Kid, what's up, kid?
Oh, you must be talking about a hose bath. Is that what you're talking about?
No. You know them damn baths where they got them damn things in the bathtub that the bubbles blow out of and shit. You know them, they call them damn baths. You know them.
Oh, jacuzzi?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, right, kid. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Shit, you know, I'm like Larry McKenzie now. I'm getting dumb. I can't remember shit. I'm getting old. But, kids, you be on Larry McKenzie's show. Now, you tell me this. Well, I don't know. I'm just going to ask the question because you might think the same way. He asked a question on his show today. Now, you know, normally.
I wasn't on the other day, but go ahead. Tell me about it.
Okay. Normally, people come to my show and reiterate to get on their show. But, you know, I also go on other people's shows and bring up some shit that I didn't get fully understanding. The question came up, should Justin Little Country and them be able to race over here with us? What's your thought about that, kid? I'm going to see what you think.
Say
maybe,
it again now.
Maybe you think this. They want to know, should Little Country them be able to race over here in the No Time World?
I don't know why not.
Thank you. All right, that's good enough. Stay right there. That's good enough. 484-8596, who we got?
You got Silverhawk and Larry McKenzie.
Oh, man.
Larry
Silverhawk.
Larry, dumbass. You got Larry on the phone?
Yeah, I got him on.
Well, how come
man.
He couldn't call in on his own line, a big dumbass? How come he couldn't call in on his own damn line? Brother D,
he
could already have
another
dumbass. I don't want him.
It's your line, sir. Larry,
are you?
Yeah.
He said, what now?
Ain't your line full?
Did you call, motherfucker?
Nobody can't.
Did you call,
nobody
motherfucker?
Nobody can't get on your fucking show. I don't have to call your fucking line. You're
a
star. That should be full of damn time.
Hey, you cock-sucking, tall, faggot ass. Did you call? Don't call that
stick
now.
Stick in the booty.
You call and see. Nah.
Stick
anyway,
in the booty.
And Larry, shut up. Yeah. Now, Larry, I was bringing the question that you asked today. Should Justin them be allowed to come over here and race? Now, I heard what Barbara said, and I heard it. Then y'all start bullshitting, and y'all didn't finish this shit. But, Larry, did you hear what kid just said?
No.
Say it again, kid.
No.
I said, I don't see why not. He's just another motherfucker with a race car.
Now, Larry, now you heard what he said. Yeah. Now tell us why you yourself, Larry McKenzie, you don't think he should be over here. Tell us why. I'm going to show you how dumb your dumb ass is. Come on, Larry.
Okay. Y'all might call me dumb and crazy and all that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all be stopping other people that want to get in, won't get in because they're going to say, well, I can't get in there because all these people got all these sponsors, and why should I waste my money trying to get in this race world, and I know I won't be able to do it.
Okay. Well, Larry, let me tell you that. Now, what you said, it might be true, but the question was, should they be able to – you can't – if the man come to a race and he meet the rules – how you going to stop him from racing just because you say he got – how you think he gets sponsors and everything, Big Larry? How you think he get them? He get them for going out there racing, kicking ass, and people want to – the people want to sponsor. The same thing if you – just you could do the same shit. Why penalize him because he went out there and worked and got sponsors?
Oh, okay, but he came from another race world. He came from a no-prep world.
So what difference does that make?
No, he didn't. But hold on. Regardless of where he came from, don't care where he came from, as long as he meet the rules, who gives a fuck?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't think it's five more cars out there won't get in because they know Justin's going in?
Larry, Larry, every motherfucker that's listening to me now that's got a fucking race. Will you let me finish, baby, please? Everybody out there, if they got the same goddamn, they got the same opportunity that he had. If you get off your lazy ass and you got to do the same thing he did, how you going to penalize him because he outworked your ass?
All right, with that piece of junk you got.
Right. Hey, somebody got a lot of noise, man. I'm not going to tolerate this noise today right now. Whoever got all them dishes rattling and all that background noise, mute your phone, guys. I don't know why you come up with the same bullshit every fucking day, man, with all that noise. So if you got some dumb bastards on your line that don't know how to go on mute because they ain't doing it but listening, put the motherfuckers on mute or put your goddamn phone on mute. I'm tired of this bullshit every day, man. My patience is
good. Come
on.
So y'all think I'm the only one? I'm the only one with saying it. There's a lot of motherfuckers that feel the same fucking way I feel. Y'all just say that bullshit. There's a lot of motherfuckers feel the same damn way.
Well, it ain't, Larry, it ain't y'all. I'm just bringing
it to the
moment.
But y'all call me crazy and stupid, okay? I'm just stupid motherfucker.
That ain't got nothing to do with it now. You is crazy and stupid, but that ain't got nothing to do with it. But go ahead. Brother D, you hit the one button, but I really don't want you on this discussion, but you hit the one button. I hope you maul your line on whoever on your line. Somebody else coming in and talk to Larry, dumbass.
Yeah, I think we had a kid hit one button.
I will say low, dog, but I will say this. He said, should they be able to race? And I think what Kia said was just right. Why she did not be. No one making you race them. No one make you put up money to grudge them. And as far as the shootout goes, dog just said it back. If I fit the criteria, you going to punish me for fitting your rules and regulations?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I set my game up, obviously. And then another, I'm going to say this, I'm going. Have they won? In order for them to be what Larry's saying they are, that means they have never lost a race. They got to be undefeated. So obviously they've been beat.
When?
The report.
When?
Okay, hold on.
When
Larry.
Have they been defeated?
Oh.
When?
Lord Jesus.
Oh, no. That's why kids say what he said.
Larry. Them boys started down in Florida with an old bracket car. With an old bracket car.
Oh, I know that. We talking about since they've been getting all these sponsors and all this money and shit. Okay? All right?
They put in that work, Larry. You got to put in that work.
Technology makes you win, dumbass.
Yeah.
My kids, they've been beat since they had sponsors. Why?
That's them from losing the race.
Let me ask you a question, Larry.
Do you know anybody in racing, I'm talking about that you know, I ain't talking about just that you see on TV, that you know got more money than Fletcher Cox?
No.
So he went out there and whooped his ass. Fletcher Cox got, now, we don't know how much nobody got. We don't know that. We just can assume about on the outside.
Whoa.
Larry, over here, we let people finish talking before you break your bitch ass in. My point I'm trying to make is, on the outside looking in, I don't think nobody over that we fuck with got no more much money is Fletcher Cox. So goddamn it, if Fletcher Cox couldn't beat him because he couldn't outsmart him or outbid him, what are we crying about?
Okay, Fletcher Cox just came out and started racing. Okay,
so what?
He just started fucking testing. Okay,
Fletcher Clark's been had a race car long and you've been knowing, man. Come on, man. Larry, come on.
You know what the hell I'm talking about. And that type of damn racing. Oh, no, y'all are motherfuckers dummy, okay? But y'all can't make me look fucking dumb because I'm smart.
No. We ain't trying to make you look dumb. You making yourself do that.
You is dumb.
You're a dumb motherfucker.
In other words, Larry,
man,
what you talking about
it, man, it's
in
drink.
The grudge racing world? And when you talk about it, the grudge racing world?
Yeah. Okay.
So Larry,
do you know
that John Force used to get his motherfucking ass whooped every time he crank up? See, y'all use John Force as an excuse. John Force used to get his ass fucked up every time he crank up.
You gonna get mad because he worked hard and kept at it, and now he was one of the best in the world now?
No. John Force is still in his same class. He moved around. Listen, Justin is a no. He is.
That's
the
goddamn moonshine.
What?
That's the moonshine.
I don't fucking drink. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I got fucking knowledge, okay? I'm a smart motherfucker.
And I want y'all to know that Larry McKenzie is a special guest on my show, so, you know, we can bang him around, but he got carte blanche on my show. Whatever he want to do, he can do on my show.
I want some of them.
Come on, Flopper. Y'all Taz ass up. Taz ass up.
Hey, dog. I know Thanksgiving coming up. I thought the turkey was unthawing in the goddamn refrigerator, not on the phone today.
What a dumbass. You know, only somebody I know put his pants on backwards.
Hey, bro, Flop.
Y'all just scared to say what the fuck is the truth. Y'all just hide behind all that bullshit. That's all y'all.
What is the truth?
He's just another motherfucker with a race car.
You should not be able to ban a man from racing just because you hadn't beat him. And like Dog said, Fletcher Cox got multi-millions, and they beat him.
Fletcher Cox just came out and started in
that type of racing, okay? 10 years or more. 20 years.
I heard Larry say a few minutes ago, you were smart. I want to know, is it all natural?
Hey, Doc.
All natural.
And he don't know shit about Fletcher Cox. Fletcher Cox and his brother been around drag racing, grudge racing for fucking ever.
Exactly. You see, that's what I'm saying. Larry's talking about shit he don't really know. That's why I try to tell him, you got to know this shit, because when you get on the big platform, Larry, which you are now, and Silver Hawk will tell you behind the door, you got to know all this shit, or if you don't know it, shut the fuck up.
Why should I shut up?
Because
I'm
telling
the
fucking
truth.
Because
you don't know what the fuck
you're
talking about.
Because you're a dummy. I don't know why Shanice don't have you committed.
Hello.
Hey, hold up. Hey, Little Country. I got you on the show, Little Country, and I didn't want to bother you, but I did. I got a man on here. You know Big Larry McKenzie, Gargantua, or Giganator, whatever you want to call him, Big Flash.
Dummy from North Carolina.
He had on his show today a question on should you be able to come over here and race with us. So we trying to tell this motherfucker, as long as you meet the damn rules of this race, why can't you be on race? Now, also, he think you ain't out there working your ass out to be where you at. Could you educate him, please, sir, if you don't mind, Little Country, for a minute, please?
Hold on, man.
Oh, wait. It's going to be
kind of hard, but try your best.
Hold up. Let me tell you this.
It's going to be kind of hard, but try your best.
Probably 10 years ago, I had walked over to this man's trailer and took my spark plugs and asked him, can you help me read my plug? So I know what this man has done, okay? So it's not that I don't know him. I remember when I was little, when he was down there.
Why you think he shouldn't be over here racing? Why you think he shouldn't be over here racing then?
That's just because he got too many sponsors.
That don't mean
he's in a different breed. He's in a different breed. He's in a higher class than y'all slow asses, okay? That's what I'm trying to say.
Little Country, if you got sponsors, will you tell them how you got sponsors? Will you tell them how you got sponsors?
Busting my ass.
Thank you.
I performed and I did well, and people, I bring money back to people's programs.
See, Larry, Little Country busts his ass racing. You got your ass busted from being locked up. So there's a difference.
Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Kid, I thought I was on mute.
Kid, you need to shut the fuck up. I'm going to see you do some motherfucking tough ass, okay?
Now, hold on before we get to that.
country, again, I'm going to let you get out of here. But little country, explain to people how you came from where you at to today, if you don't mind, a little brief. Just give us a little brief history of how where you been, because everybody think you just they just gave you money. Explain that right quick, and then you get out of here. Explain it.
How yeah. I mean, listen, I wish people would give me money. If there's anybody out there that want to just give away shit, let me know. I can figure out how to spend it. I promise you that way. But, nah, man, it's a two-way street. You know, you got to – a lot of people – that's where the problem is. A lot of people, they go out to these sponsors and they try to ask them, you know, what can you give me? I've built a brand and got a name enough where I can ask that off-rip. But for the most part, I always try to figure out what can I give back to the sponsor. I need to make it worth their while to want to spend money with me. You know, if you got a piece of shit-ass gas station, ain't nobody going to want to come buy the gas from your motherfucking gas station. So that's why you got to have a good product. You got to have a good team. And when I feel like I put a team together. I put a product together. You know, what about old Frank Lucas from back in the day, that Blue Magic? You want to know why everybody fucking won it? Because it was the best shit on the motherfucking road.
What you know about that, little country?
Know all about it. That's the problem. I've been around this thing for a while. But listen, the reason why they wanted that Blue Magic, because it was the best shit you could get on the street at the time. So that's what I be trying to do. I be trying to give my motherfucking sponsors the best bang for their buck. And I've been good enough, and I've been fortunate enough to be able to pick up sponsors and keep sponsors. I just had Advanced Auto Parts reach out to me, and we're in the process of trying to work out something. But like I tell everybody, it's a two-way street. Just like I know what I could do for them, I got to know what they're going to be able to do for me. A lot of people hit you up, and they want you to do shit for free or slap a sticker on the car and I'll get you on the other side. And now I don't operate like that. I get my money up front and I know what I'm going to bring to the table.
Tell them how many times you done got your ass busted before you got to be, how many times you done got your ass busted, country?
I've gotten beat a lot. Listen, my win record is a lot better than my loss record, but I've taken a lot of losses. But at the end of the day, that shit don't bother me. I could take a loss and turn around and rain the next guy 30 minutes later. It doesn't mean nothing to me. I don't care what the internet says. I don't care what anybody says on a show. Like, that shit don't bother me. That's the difference, is that I could take a loss and keep it going. Most of these people nowadays, they too scared to take a loss because they worried about what's going to be said on the show or what's going to be called in the morning, what's going to be said on Facebook. And that's the reason why a lot of these races don't happen, and that's the reason why a lot of these racers are scared to race nowadays. It's because they're afraid to hear the repercussion on taking a loss. Where me, I don't give a fuck if I lose or not. I'm going to act the same way I act, and I'm going to keep it on moving.
All right. I want everybody to be quiet. I'll just put your phone on mute if I have to do it too. All I want, Larry and Little Country to talk for a minute. That's all I want. Larry and Little Country. Everybody else with all that noise, thank y'all. Go ahead, Larry. You and Little Country got the flow.
Okay. I want to ask Little Country. Little Country, was it anything wrong with me saying I don't think you should be racing with the other guys? That's just a thought, in my opinion.
Why do you say that, though? Or why do you feel that way?
I'm just saying things that other people won't say to put out there to start something. Okay.
Okay. I mean, I like to have good conversations. So even if you're speaking for somebody else, why do you think they said that, or why do you think they believe that? Like, what is the reason? You can't just throw it out there. You can't just say it. There's got to be some kind of a reason. I mean, that's like saying you're not allowed to have – I mean, Tom Brady's retired now, but you think motherfuckers are saying, oh, he don't need to play in the league no more?
My thing is, what I'm saying is that you have been given money to put you in the position you are. Even though if you have you don't have to use your money. You use it.
I use all my money. Every bit of money that I make goes right back into my program. That's not my fault that people don't want to spend money on their program. How's that my problem? I spent $740,000 this year to race. I got a lot of cars. I make a lot of passes. I made 136 runs in MPK just alone. I make more runs in MPK than most motherfuckers make in 5 years. But how's that my fault or my problem?
And you bring in five cars. Five. cars.
Yeah, so is there a rule against that?
No, it's not a rule, but you know, we can't even beat one of your damn cars. But you bring in five more?
Lord, well, have mercy.
I set myself up in a position to where I'm able to do that. That ain't sponsors doing that. That's Justin Swanstrom doing that. I take all the money that I make from merch, social media, grudge racing, gambling, everything, and I put it right back into my program. I know what I want out of this. I know what my end goal is, and I ain't going to stop until I reach it.
So this is not a job for you anymore. This is just, let's see, what's the word I could use? This is a job.
This ain't a hobby to me no more. This is a job. Yeah, this is a job. If Justin Swanstrom Racing don't pay that $50,000 to $60,000 monthly payment, then it goes under. I got three guys on payroll that cost me a little over $200,000 a year. If that don't get paid, then I don't have my guys. So this ain't a hobby no more. Do I enjoy what I'm doing? Of course I do. The day I don't like doing it no more will be the day I get out of it. But I have to use this as a company. This is a business. It has to win. That's why I'm all about, you know, not telling people my shit, not telling people what I got going on no more. It ain't the same like I used to be back in the day. I'll show up. I'm going to do what I want to do, and I'm going to try to win.
Silver Horse, our little country, I got all the mics muted so that noise, if y'all got noise and listen to this country, he working in the shop. Y'all need to put your phones on mute with all that background noise. You got too much background noise. Everybody's phones on mute but y'all too. So whoever got the background noise, country, you and Larry, I want y'all own people to hear this shit. I want people to hear it. Come on.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm at the racetrack right now. I'm testing right now. But for me, I'm testing a car for Pro Mod right now. Like is it my fault that I'm out testing my car?
So with these cars, what the word I hear in the street, that you're building cars for people to come out and to test. So if I wanted to come in your program so I could rent one of your cars to drive one of your cars, is that the kind of business you're building?
Of course you could. You had to put up a certain amount of money in an escrow and have to get everything ready. But, yes, if you wanted to rent a car, we have a lease operation that we run called Swan Rentals.
Okay.
And I got a few people that's reaching out to me wanting to do it for Jake's race in March, and I'm totally okay with it.
Okay.
I don't have to drive.
I'm gonna open all the rest of the mics open just in case somebody else got a quick question for Justin, because he said so he can go. Anybody got a quick question for Justin? Everybody mic is open. If you got a quick question for Justin, go ahead and ask him right quick so he can get back. He said he had the racetrack racing. Anybody else got a question? Anybody?
Well, I got somewhat of a question and a statement. I say this. I truly understand what Larry is saying, Justin, and I also understand what you were saying. But the end to it all is that is it right to punish the man that's on the top just because he's on top? And the answer has to be no. There's no other way around it. Keep doing what you're doing, Justin.
Yeah, you gotta. I tell people all the time. Listen, I've had a great year. I probably won't win another race, and I'm okay with that. But I'm gonna try my fucking damnest to be able to go out there and win. But like I tell people all the time, you got all these people going out and getting these screw blowers, and because they've seen the success that what we've had, and they think it's gonna be easy, and it's not. And will they figure it out? Of course they will. They'll end up figuring it out. They're gonna hurt a lot of parts. They're going to figure it out. Is it fast? Of course it's fucking fast, but you got to figure it out and you got to run it. The difference is I've been doing it for a couple years now. I'm on the same operation, and I've been able to bring it up and do good. I've set the right people up. Hell, I put Travis in the seat to go out there and fucking put him a car up front where he can go out there and win him some money, and that's just what it is. Same thing we going in for next year. I already got Travis locked in. I got another driver locked in already for one of the cars. And then I'm going to be running one, and I got two more on standby just because there's going to be some big, big racing going in 2025, and I'm going to be there to try to collect that money to keep my lights and to keep these bills paid.
Okay. Anybody got anything? Anybody else? Can't. But
I like that, Justin.
Good thing. All right, Justin, go ahead and handle your business, man. And thanks for picking up the phone when I call you, boy. Thanks for picking up the phone, there, my brother. Have a good one.
I'll see y'all later.
All right,
brother.
See. All right.
Now, somebody asked that dummy, did he learn anything?
No. Hold up. Don't mess with him yet, though. Larry, Larry, don't get me wrong, Larry.
Yeah.
I talk shit to you because you talk shit to everybody else. I just want everybody to know, but when we serious, we serious. What Larry is asking, he ain't the only one asking that. Don't think he came up about it. I'm trying to say. But see, what you need to do is to stop this shit right now. Because really, whether we lock it or not, technically speaking, ain't a damn thing we can do about it. As long as he meet the rules of whatever class he get in, ain't a damn thing we can do about it. We can't just tell him he can't race. If he meet the rules of the race he going to, you can't stop him from getting in the motherfucker.
Okay, y'all don't hear people saying, oh, Justin shouldn't be racing with us.
Did I just,
you don't hear
Larry,
that?
Can you understand?
I know you just said it, dog. I brought it to the light. Because
hey,
I hear people talk about it.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, dog. Hey, dog. He was scared before. Now he's petrified. after Justin did all that talking, that man scared to death. He said, oh, my God. Ban him now.
You know what, though? No,
Larry,
let
me talk to Larry. Because, see, the reason I'm talking to Larry right now, Larry got a platform. And if he keep going the way he's going, he's going to be the biggest thing around it, because this Blog Talk shit is going away, but the shit he doing is going to stay around if he do it. And see, he's going to run into this kind of shit again. But see, Larry, look at Salty Bitch. Salty Bitch was over here doing the same thing Justin was doing. That's because he was outworking motherfuckers. He was outworking people. And anybody said a damn thing about that?
But didn't Justin turn around and he got Salty Bitch now? That's what it's
saying. So what?
What does that got to do with it?
He get fell after that, though? He got to get fell after that?
Hey, Larry. Salty Bitch.
You know,
had you went over there with the money, he would have sold it to you.
He could have bought it to you.
Yeah. Can't nobody help you. You can't run fast with your dumb ass.
Yes, sir.
That'd be so mean.
Rock, let me make sure I understand what we're talking about right quick. I just got on. So, what's the question? Did he say
it's more of a comment. So he's saying, or he's actually, I guess, going along with, or he's putting it out there about banning country them because they have a clear-cut or what he terms as an unfair advantage over the competitors or the people he's competing against. Or people, I guess he's downplaying our level of people or some degree, but that sounds like a personal issue to me, Danny Boy.
How did he word it, though, Flop? Did he say, how did he word it?
He's saying the word in the street, the people saying, have we heard this, and he's putting himself in it a little bit, but I think he's the spokesperson for more than just himself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If he's saying like this,
I feel like that, and, you know, we can't control how people feel about nothing, so if he say, I feel like that, I mean, that's how he feels. But now, I don't know about the speaking for everybody else and all that, boy. I don't know. But, I mean, you got the right to feel in any situation. And
Danny
then, you know, some people be feeling that way. Some people be feeling that way, and some people just come up and say it. But a lot of people be feeling a certain way about a lot of shit they might not bring to the light.
Let me throw something else out there because, like I said, I just wanted Larry to do like what we doing now to get to the bottom of some of the take it all the way through. He just threw it out there on his show and he stopped with one comment. But now, several people have texted me, and I'm gonna go like this, probably promoters, and I'm gonna ask this question. So, if you was a promoter And Justin said he was coming to your race, like Larry was talking about, and all the people said, well, shit, if he coming, I ain't coming. What would you do, or how would you tell him he couldn't get in your race?
Thank you. I'm glad somebody brought it to life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Larry, I know I'm with you, baby. I love you, boy. Yeah. Because I don't know what to do. Larry just ain't know how to keep it up. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Thank you.
I would tactfully tell Justin this is an invitation-only event or this class,
okay.
And you're not invited.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I'm just because that's what's going to come up. Like, that's why Larry just didn't know how to ask the question. Because several people done said the same shit. If they come in, we ain't coming.
Let me tell you
how we ain't living in a perfect world, but in a perfect world, any promoter that got a class, he make his rules and he let his rules rule. If the rules say this get you in and this keep you out, if you ain't got what it takes to get in or you got something to keep you out, it is what it is. Now, if you go to the 484, okay, everybody hollering Salty, Salty, Salty. Salty didn't win that motherfucker no 3 or 4, 5 times in a row. I mean, he won, somebody else won, somebody else won. So this is how I see it as a promoter. You make your rules and you let the rules speak for themselves, and then you let the guys go out there and compete. And then when you decide you can't compete, then you move on to something else. That's up to you.
Danny boy. No, I got it. Danny boy, what if he meets the rules, but you got 15 races out there ready to go, and then they say, Lil Country coming, and he meet the rules, and they say, fuck, I ain't gonna get in. What you gonna do then? That's what I'm asking. That's the question I'm asking, because that's what's gonna happen. If he come in, they gonna say they're not getting in.
He's the class killer. He kills the class.
Yeah.
The morale.
Well,
of
what you gonna
well,
do that
well,
of
the well, class. He ain't killed the class. So he put
we,
that motherfucker out somebody's ass.
He is
the time.
Question now.
He is
we
killing
the
class.
The question
so,
now.
Danny, the scenario
we
is this.
The
he is. Danny, let me, dog, we have to put it in a scenario form, not that Danny Boy don't understand because he's super sharp, but just for the sake of the discussion. Hey, Danny Boy,
okay.
Me, Dog, Kid, and Larry show up for your race, and then you say Big Country showing up for the race too, and me, Dog, Kid, and I'm going to leave Larry in it.
Larry.
Me, Dog, and Kid said, fuck this, we ain't getting anything. And Larry, the only something
okay.
got over there that's going to stay in it and then run Big Country, you ain't got no class now.
Okay, but listen, though, Flock, but let me say this, though.
Okay.
How the fuck you know he going to run away from the class before the race happens? That's because he's
we
still
don't
know,
Danny,
you
know? Boy. We don't know. But
well,
we assume because we done
what,
seen what he done did so far. We done seen what he did so far.
Assume and make
that's
an
what?
Ass out of you, though.
Danny boy, quit trying to fight something that we asking
on,
the question
dog.
On
no,
you
listen,
keep on
no,
saying
okay,
it.
Okay, wait, y'all confusing me. Everybody said the same shit about Salty, but they had all them fucking cars right back in that fucking shootout the next year, and Salty got his ass whooped. That's that assuming shit.
Can I make a good point
that's
to that, dog?
Shit. You can't assume shit.
Hey, dog, Danny boy, let me jump in here. Hey, dog, and I'm going to say this too about Larry. McKenzie, that is. The comment, he kind of slandering himself and kind of putting himself on the point to look kind of like an asshole, for lack of better wording, because he's
mm-hmm.
talking about the man's sponsors. And let me give you a scenario. If I got a truck class and I know I sponsor myself, Kid sponsor himself, and you sponsor yourself or you and your buddy, and then Danny Boy said they coming to the truck class, but I know it's Danny Boy, Quan, Cam, Flim, and T-Mac, and all of them. I said, man, they got 5 or 6 of them. Man, we can't let them in, man. They got more money and shit like that. That's crazy for him to talk about country sponsors, because then you turn around and you look at a super successful team like Salty Bitch, and then you say, hey, it's only Steven, Peggy, Ricky, Ryan, and I think they son or somebody. So it ain't but four or five of them at the most that ran that team to the top of the program, you know, and shit. But they ain't got the super heavy major sponsors as we are assuming that Country has on the level that Larry's talking about. So, you know, you got to watch that shit, Larry, when you put it out there.
Listen, I put it out there because it's going to come out what? It came out. All of us need to talk about it. It's going to come out. And they said, well, I'm not going because of Justin. We can't win. Okay? So I put it out there. It's there. We talking about it. So it can all be always flattened out.
Okay. Well, I'm
but
still
you, but y'all call, you call you call you call me crazy. You call me stupid. But I brought it to light. It's already out there. Y'all don't say it. But I brought it out there.
Come on, Dan. Yo.
Name me anything to do with racing. If it's goddamn a circular track, fast racing, goods racing, shootout racing, you don't have some people complaining. Name one class you don't have some people complaining.
Shit, you can't.
So,
you can't.
Okay,
I can't.
So just because people start complaining as a promoter, you can't just go change your whole goddamn part because you're not going to never stop the complaining. This is the deal. You set your rules, but these cars fit the rules, and you choose to come and participate, and at some point in time you feel like this class ain't for you, then as you step down, it's somebody else stepping up. You got to let the rules rule. You can't every time somebody complains, oh, no, we're going to change this. We ain't going to do this. We ain't going to do that. And then, like the 4-8 folk block, name me the last four winners that you're in finale. Name me the last four winners.
Shit, I can't name but the last
are they all
two.
The same?
And there's Jesse James and Salty.
Okay,
uh-huh.
But are they the same?
But no, they
Mario.
To
the
Mario, okay.
Okay.
Okay, why y'all put Mario out? Why y'all put him out? Because he didn't. Why y'all put him out?
Hold on, Flock. I'm going somewhere. Hey, Flock. But if you listen to the people and the complainers, then nobody whooped Salty. Salty was dominant. Salty ain't won no more than nobody else. Not that race.
Let me make a point real quick to Larry. Hey, Larry, they did not put the gentleman out. They made an adjustment to the rules.
So don't you even worry. You ain't going nowhere but to Rico and the Coastal Plains. Didn't affect you at all.
Make the jokes later. We are serious now. Make the jokes later. Make the jokes later. Keep it serious at the moment, please.
Hey, dog.
Please, yes.
I'm trying to address this, and I hear y'all too. Correct me if I'm wrong. They didn't kick Mario out the class. They just made a rule adjustment, didn't they?
You said
mm-hmm.
it. You said it right. It's just like Danny Boy said. You make the rules. If you don't fit the rules, then you can't get in.
Mm-hmm.
Hold up though.
What I'm trying to do is, guys, because if you go to Larry's show, if you go to my show, you go to whoever's show, when you hear shit on the show, it's just like Facebook or something. You think it's the real shit. But I try to be on my show not to leave that shit hanging in the air if it ain't true. See, Larry just said, well, why you kick Mario out? Now, if somebody hear Larry say that, they're going to, damn, man, Larry said they kick Mario. And they're going to believe that because they heard Larry say it. But like you said, they didn't kick him out. He just couldn't meet the rules.
Get the rules. Made. The new rules that they made.
Right, kid.
But could he have
made
the rules
before?
So what now?
Did he make the rules before?
Well, it don't make no difference. If
hold on,
if they changed it.
I can answer it. Yeah, he made the rules, but then as a promoter, your thing is to get participation and to keep the field competitive. And like the Danny Boy was saying, you got to let the rules be the rules and govern it. You change
mm-hmm.
the rules accordingly to keep the participation there. Now, if and I'm just speculating now because we didn't see what everybody is just assuming. If
right.
Mario had been super dominant and killed the fucking field, then you could say, oh, man, they changed the rules just because of Mario, this, that, and the third. But when they started looking into the rules because of another combo appeared, then you can't have a motherfucker over here, and I'm just making up numbers now, with 10,000 horsepower, and the rest of the field ain't got but 2,500 horsepower. It's
right,
not going to be fair.
Hold on, Flop. Let me talk to Larry. Larry.
Yeah.
Now, go back to your show. Now, Richard Wilson and Richard Wilson came on your show and told you exactly that Richard or Jared, somebody said they was building a car. They said, well, we might not build it now because they changed the blower thing from 121 or whatever it was to 116 or something. They was on your show saying the same shit. So, you know, they know the deal. So what they do is, Larry, they look at the combination like Flop was just saying. We just using examples. One, your car don't make but 1,000 horsepower, but this car over here can make 5,000 horsepower. So they make a rule so that 5,000 horsepower car got to come down to your 1,000 or he can't get in the motherfucker. And that's what happened.
Uh-huh. Okay.
See, so that just shows you how your show matches in with my show, matches in with everybody's saying right now. Because, see, Richard Wilson them came on there and said, damn, we was going to run that 484 class, but we might not can run it now because they changed the whatever the blower shit is, because I don't get into the rules, but the blower shit from, I think, from a 121 to a 116 or whatever. Yeah.
130
like
down to 122.
NHRA. It's just like an NHRA kid, and you can help me on this because I know you follow. But don't they have a certain spec fuel they have to run with that nitromethane or whatever they run that they can only run so much percentage of it?
90%.
Yeah. You got that right. They can only run so much. Yeah, right, because if you go over there, you tend to make more power or some shit. So it rules everywhere.
And look at duck rules. Every time somebody starts dominating and going too fast in his rules, he throws some weight on their ass. He throws some weight on it. So a promoter, a man that's giving the series, got to figure out a way to keep his class living if he want to keep it living.
He can't eat off one plate. He want to eat off all plates.
So Larry, I'm glad you brought it up because all I want you to do is to start doing like we do over here. Basically, I ain't saying you got to do it, but always try to get much information you can on it and try to break it down as far as you can break it down and just and ask. See, I tried to get on your show today, Larry. You wouldn't let me on today, motherfucker.
Oh, man.
We couldn't. Doggy, you remember I said no comment.
Yeah, I heard you. I know. I'm just letting you know, though.
Oh, man.
Pajo, you had something you wanted to say, Pajo?
He was biased.
Like Dad and Boy was saying, everybody complained, different classes or Flop. But like Jordan, he complaining now with NASCAR because he can't have his way, you know. So they're gonna be complaining everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And Larry, when me and Kia be messing with you about you a dumb motherfucker, you know, you is a dumb motherfucker, but when it's serious, we're serious about it, Dodo. We going to call you that regardless. Don't care what you do. We're going to call you that.
I don't pay you.
And I'm serious.
You know, kid, I'm going to block his ass anyway. I'm going to block him. I'm going to block his ass.
I can get on Shanita's line. I can get on Shanita's line.
You know, I don't pay none of y'all no attention. It's life. You know, I have fun. I listen to y'all. Dog, you are the number one person out there. And y'all, listen, now, y'all might got some bullshit with y'all. Y'all talk that crazy shit. But tonight and any other time, when the truth has to come out, y'all make it. Put a big light on it, okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you, Larry. That's all I'm saying. Whatever you bring, see, you brought up some good shit, Larry, but you don't ever finish the shit. You brings up some good shit, but you gotta finish the shit, and you gotta, you know, you gotta finish it. Put it there. You gotta finish it.
I don't have a good team like y'all have. I'm building that team. I don't have a good team like y'all do. Y'all got a good team, and y'all know all that stuff. We learning.
We don't have a team, Larry. We don't have a team, Larry. We just use who you got. Use who you got to be on your show. Yes, sir.
Dog, I got a question for Larry McKenzie. I'm listening.
I've been on your show for the last couple of days,
And I keep hearing about the whole Justin Swanson thing and all that, blah, blah, blah. But do y'all not realize, because...
Who got the noise, man, back there working in the background, man? Whoever working in the background, put your phone on mute, please. Please, with all that noise.
On your show, you keep saying they should ban Justin from this and that. But I'm pretty sure that y'all think that Justin was running the 484 class and was beating up on everybody. Justin was running the anything on 28. He wasn't running 484 this past year. He's running that next year.
The reason why I kept over and over about Justin, because, like I say, nobody else would not comment or say nothing about it. I wanted to bring it to the light and let them know, because he coming next year, so everybody can know what's going on. This is just a blunt. Now tonight on Dog Show has put a big light up there, not everybody know.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't
explain it because I don't know.
All I do is hear
what people say.
We
I hear what my guys say.
And that's why I kept commenting up there. I kept telling y'all on your show, I said, Justin wasn't running 484. So there wasn't there's no rules on what he was running. It's anything on 28.
Anything on 28.
You can come on anything. You can come with any kind of power out of anything you want.
As long as you got 28.
So he wasn't in a 484 class where there was rules. So him and Mario are two different. That's two different classes.
That, my man, is an excellent point of note.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was saying on the show. You know, on your show, I kept commenting and telling you, you got to realize he wasn't running in the 484 class. He was running anything on 28. That's what he kept beating everybody at. So if there's anything on 28, there's no rules. So he can come with what he come with.
Sort of like back in the day, Ron, what's wrong?
His only limitation is a 28 tie.
Yep.
Exactly. So there was no...
Said 28-275.
Yeah, 28-275.
Yeah, you're right. So there was no, I'm not going to get in it because Justin Swanson's in it. No, there's none of that, because you can come with just like he comes.
Mm-hmm.
If you can do it, you come with just like he coming. It's not that
way. Let me reiterate now. Larry McKenzie was 100% right now. He was right now. We done had people even on the 28, anything on 28, 275. They be saying it too now. If you notice now, I'm just going to show y'all this last race when he came to the finale. He ain't told nobody he was coming. He didn't tell nobody he was coming because he figured if he was coming, there was going to be a whole lot of motherfuckers that they wasn't getting in there Sunday. Even on the 28-275. They all saying what Larry's saying. Larry is telling the truth now.
I understand that, but that's where it comes in. That's where it comes in. Like he said, it's chess, not checkers. Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Only thing you can do is, like Danny Bubba was saying, or like Flop or somebody, you either got to make a rule for him not to get in or whatever. Because if he meets the rules, I mean, what you gonna do? If he meets the rules,
you can't bother, man. You can't bother, man. And I did have
I had a promoter just text me, said, "God damn it," he said he would tell him not to get in. He wouldn't let him get in the motherfucker over there. But it's gonna be a whole lot of shit when that happens, though. It's gonna be a whole lot of shit coming behind that, though.
Right. Well, see, in Larry McKenzie's case, it's not
going
to bother him no way, because he only going to Rico and Coastal Plains, so he ain't got nothing to worry about.
Let me tell you, we ain't playing our kids. When we trying to be serious kids, sometimes.
Oh, okay.
It's just
some
more invitation only reason.
Kid can't help it.
Why don't you just mute his fucking mic?
I don't mute mics, but we don't mute mics over here unless somebody won't be quiet, unless me won't be quiet. But, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with what he's doing, because that's what we do over here. But my point is, you know, when we try to get to the bottom of something serious, we try to hold the jokes to later, though. And we can't do Kid got carte blanche over here, too, though. So, come on. Y'all go ahead. Come on, Hawk.
It's just like a man got a body shot, right? A man got a body shot. So you mean to tell me the man next door to the body shop do better work? It got a lot of that man still painting the more cars?
And like Larry McKenzie's shop.
You understand what I'm saying, Larry?
Kid, when you quit, kid. when you quit, man, goddamn now, kid. I'm going to do you when you quit, kid. Goddamn, kid.
Hey, Larry.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just like I have a trucker company, right? But yeah, I'm in competition with, a lot of competition with. And just because this man get more freight than me, they should bar him out because he get more freight than me. I just got to get up on my game, try to run my business a little different. See, that shit country, dude, that's a business to him now. That's not nothing pleasant. That's his job.
Yeah.
Right. Larry, you
hold up,
Larry. I want to see what you're going to say. You have a motorcycle. You like to get in there. You jump in this hot water. You got a show coming up. What if the country say he was coming to your show, and then a bunch of your people say they ain't going to get in if he come? What you going to do?
Wow. Damn, dog. That was a low blow,
dog. No.
We get to the bottom.
See, this one coming at it, dog. This one coming at it, okay. Y'all don't understand. Justin is a showstopper, okay? A lot of your cars will not get in because they say, okay, Justin's getting it. He going to win the race. Y'all, I'm not looking at the bigger picture. Okay?
I'm asking you. As a voter, okay, I'm asking you. What would you do?
Put a bounty on his head.
Damn,
put a bounty on his head.
I ain't even pushing you.
Who's to say he's going to win the race?
That makes it worse, Steve. Put a bounty on his head. That makes it, you know, come on, Banner. You've been around Larry a little bit too long tonight.
But Larry, I got another question for you.
Come on with it.
Does Justin not bring a crowd with him? They know.
Yes,
Justin
he does.
Yes.
He brings
the spectators with him, but does he shorten the field of cars? That's understandable. That's understandable.
I'm gonna tell y'all something else. If y'all talking real nuts and bolts now. He bring a crowd depending on where y'all having the race at. Now, you can have a race at a certain place, and you ain't going to get no more than the same motherfuckers that you usually been getting just because he coming
good
on me.
Good report, dog. Good report.
Oh, man.
Report,
it's not Rico.
Yeah. Kid, if you don't fucking quit, kid.
Mute that motherfucker. Hey, kid, I only think he'd go that direction.
But my point is, a lot of people don't understand when you got a celebrity type person. People do want to come see them, but you got a bunch of people that don't travel. So depending on where you have in your race at, you know, you might think he bring a lot of people, but the same people that was gonna come anyway. It might look like it in certain places.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, y'all! Don't y'all come on, Carl. There you. You got some good shit, Larry. I'm gonna make a start of you, Larry. I'm gonna make a start of you.
as we talk about it, then it comes up. It was like just the next race coming up. Then a lot of people are like, well, cars that will be in that field, hey, they won't have a chance because of him.
That's true. That's true. And see, Larry, don't let nobody stifle you from saying what the fuck you want to say. God damn it, because you're right, a whole lot of people want to say the same shit you want to say. They just scared to say it. So don't ever let nobody stop you from saying what you want to say. And, you know, you might get a better understanding of it after you say it, but if you want to say it, Larry, say what the fuck you want to say, man.
Well, a lot of stuff came out tonight on the counter. I said what I heard people say.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah.
What if Fletcher Clark would have whipped them that day?
Whip who? Oh, whip Justin.
Would we be having this conversation?
No.
Yeah, we would. Yes, we would. No. Yes, we would. Yes, we would. No. Yes, we would. Because, see, that race right there was that was an equal race for him. What Larry talking about is the normal, regular people that come around the race. Just like I don't want to say too much to make it seem like it, whatever. But that was a top level class race right there. So we had a whole bunch of motherfuckers that was pretty close to him, though. They was pretty close to him where it wouldn't make a difference that much. I'm going to just leave it at that. But a regular normal race, and I'm going to use, if kids say Enrico, if he come down to damn Rico, I mean, it's just like going to, he's taking candy from a baby. Taking candy from a baby.
Right, okay, I got you.
And whoever got that little girl in the background back there, whoever got that little kid in the background playing, go in the other room or send them in the other room. We got too much noise, guys. Please. Got too much noise.
Right now, how many guys in his field on 28 go to the next big show and say, well, I'm going?
He don't have a field. He don't have a field. He no prep. Like
no. You say anything. No, you say anything on 28.
That's not his field, though.
I said it wrong then. Anything on 28, how many guys out there he going to lose because they're going to say, I can't beat Justice?
Well, it all depends on where the race at and who's going to be there. See, like I said, he came down to Dallas, and, you know, they had the Patriot, the Panda, and all them people like that. They're in the same category with him. If he don't show up, they some overbearing people. Can't nobody want to beat them and shit. But they be getting their ass whooped, though. I mean, they are sort of dominant. To be honest with you, if Patriots car don't fuck up, the last couple of races he was in, he would have won. If his car don't fuck up, he would have been there. He had the field covered damn near, to me.
Pandemic?
Pandemic is in the middle of the field. They tear his ass up. Just like he'll tear their ass up. Jamie tore his ass up, and he came back and tore Jamie's ass up. They was tearing each other's ass up. But, all right, guys, if y'all got any more questions on that, bring it on up, though. But Larry, Larry, I'm glad you did it, man. You didn't do nothing wrong, Larry. You ain't did nothing wrong, Larry.
Don't worry about it.
It's only the discussion. I don't worry about what kids say because he's a kid himself.
You won't have that problem because you ain't going nowhere but to Rico and Coastal Plains. So it is what it is.
Where you going, kid? What about that piece of shit you got? Huh? What about that?
I'm going to No Guts, No Glory.
Lean back, Larry. See, that's why you need to know, Larry. Kid ain't even got a fucking car. See, you should have told him that. You should have told him to shut his fucking mouth up because he ain't even got a car.
I'm talking about the car that he was cheerleading that day. He might not have one, dog.
You got a point there.
Hey, Flock, only thing I can say when you get no car in the beam, you got to have unwavering faith and trust in the Lord.
Man, he ain't want to do some races on Martin Luther King died.
That's James Winston quote.
You know how long ago that was.
Yeah. I think, Larry, kid is on your ass. He just don't like you or something. I think this way.
I don't like Keith either. We both on the. I'm gonna push his ass off the boat. That's all thing I can do.
I don't like nobody but Trina and Shanita.
Hold up, y'all. Hey, I told y'all I bring some shit to my show that's good. Larry, you brought up a good question about we advertise all the people shows on our show. Do they advertise other people's show? You brought that up. I like that today. I like that today. You was on point, boy. Then they go down there and pay goddamn $1,200. They go down there and pay $1,200 to the radio station and announce the motherfuckers.
Correct. Because, you know, the reason why I say because, like I say what other people won't say. I listen to other people's shows. I don't never hear them say nothing about other people's shows or announcing. All they do is do their own thing. So.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, dog. You thought about the podcast?
Don't talk to me about no business on here right now, Pacho. I'm not gonna do a podcast because I ain't finna buy no microphones and all that bullshit. So I ain't finna do no
you
damn
might,
podcast.
You might sponsor. You know what I'm trying. Okay, we'll talk.
Did you hear my first? Did you hear me when I first came on here? I don't want nobody to sponsor me. Cause see, I'm a independent motherfucker. I'm gonna do what I wanna. You might be sponsoring me and tell me, well, dog, don't say that. I'm gonna tell you to kiss my ass. Dre, what you want? Bring your mic over.
Bring
your mic
over.
Yeah, what's going on? I'm just on there listening, man. I ain't mean to
Just listening.
Hey, kid, that's one of them just listening motherfuckers. They got to hit the one button and just listening, kid.
Mm-hmm.
No one of them just listening motherfuckers.
That's Texas
Dre. He's about dumb as goddamn it, Larry McKenzie.
Lord, how much?
Hey, Willie, chill out, little brother. Just let that shit go. I don't always want to talk shit. Shut up.
Now here come a motherfucker gonna tell me to shut up on my own show. See, that's what I mean. See what I mean, homeboy?
Well, I didn't say nothing wrong.
You don't. Do I go to your house and tell you to shut your mule mouth ass up?
Oh man,
it ain't like you can't.
Tell your ugly ass kids to shut up. Don't tell me I'm grown.
Damn.
Tell your ugly ass kids to shut up.
Okay.
Don't tell me to shut up. I'm a grown motherfucking man.
Man,
I'm a grown man.
Hey,
Dre was in El Dorado today.
I apologize with the dog for telling you to shut up, so I'm saying in a little better way. Shut the fuck up.
Okay, that's better. That's better. I like it like that now. I apologize for talking about your ugly ass kids, but you know, they got to be ugly. Motherfucker. I apologize.
Lord have mercy.
Hey, at least their legs are straight, you punk motherfucker.
Damn.
Yours ain't, though. No. Yours ain't, though. No. Yours ain't straight, though.
No. That's all,
man.
Your ain't straight. They put your on.
I ain't worried.
You look like you got two left legs.
I'm worried about my tearing legs. I wasn't worried about mine. Just like you probably ain't worried about that wooden motherfucker you got.
Oh, man.
Well, I tell you what, then. Do me one favor, Dre.
What?
Teach your little sister how to suck dick and leave me alone.
Damn.
I thought your mama taught you very goddamn well. That's why you talk to your
hey,
mama.
Hey. My mama, she's supposed to suck dick.
Well.
She a woman. She's supposed to suck dick.
No,
now,
she's
you can't be
goddamn.
The best thing for
you
to do,
you so
go in there.
At.
You need to teach. Go in there and teach your little sister
man,
how to suck dick because I'm tired of biting.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, man.
No
well, I done told you.
Not the bite mark.
You
not
can't
the bite
come
mark.
On my show and tell me to shut up.
I can
yeah,
come on
yeah,
your show and tell you whatever the fuck I want to tell you, so shut the fuck
right
up.
Right about
Martin.
That, though. Right about that. Did you see that picture
yeah,
Skin
yeah.
put up when he said a horse for sale? Did you see that picture Skin put up of you and your old lady? We didn't know which horse
Lord,
he was talking about. Both you bitches look like a horse. Both of you motherfuckers
well,
like
well,
a horse.
Well, you bit my bitch.
Hey,
I'm going
to
put the
bitch
in your mouth
to be honest, with you. Hey, kid, they ought to pass a law. Two ugly motherfuckers like that shouldn't be able to breathe.
Lord, well, it's a law like that in Oklahoma.
Yeah. Two ugly motherfuckers like that shouldn't
well,
be able to breathe.
Well, Dre.
Y'all going to make a big fish square in his motherfucking face and see if he really about that shit.
Kid, let me ask you a question. Kid, let me ask you a question, kid.
God,
yeah.
How can a motherfucker that got to go to the doctor every 3 days to lay up in there to get fluids gonna fuck with a motherfucker? All I got to do is wait 2 days and then on the third day beat your motherfucking ass because your ass got
yeah,
to go to the
well,
hospital.
You got a point there.
They got a thing called 4-5 that equal 9. So with that one of the motherfuckers,
oh,
nine,
man.
You can get either one of them.
All I'm going to tell you is you sickly black, ugly motherfucker. You can't fuck with me. I will beat your big sorry ass, you big ugly motherfucker.
They got another motherfucker called 380.
My.
That's like a little pocket rock.
They got a motherfucker they call a knuckle sandwich kid. I'm going to make him swallow them motherfuckers.
Oh, man.
Hey, kid, why he making me swallow them knuckle sandwich? Them goddamn shells going to be holding his ass up.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, your ass, you
I'm
don't even have enough, goddammit, you don't have enough fucking energy
ass.
To pull no trigger,
hey,
nigga.
Hey,
your sick
hey,
ass,
Paul,
you,
man.
You ain't got enough energy
I'm
to pull the trigger, man.
I'm going to put you in this bitch ass, and I'm going to stop him from all that talking.
Lord,
man,
have mercy.
Come on, Dre. Dre, you ain't got enough energy to pull the trigger, nigga.
Well, Doc, why don't you come find out then, tough nigga? Whoop my ass
hey,
and see what happens.
Motherfucker, won't
just
you come?
Did y'all lock that race in
for that fight tomorrow, Flop? What day the fight for to be, Flop, that y'all locked in last night?
Lord, how much?
Motherfucker said, damn. Larry McKenzie on his show said, damn, they told him about Larry
tomorrow.
They locking a fight on dog. They locked the fight in on dog show. A fight
for tomorrow.
So y'all gonna fight before y'all race or after y'all race?
Oh, my boy, Larry Neesha. Big Larry Neesha on here.
He on there. Larry McKenzie.
Larry Neesha, what's going on, Larry Neesha, Jack Gaines?
He had to go check in.
Call it. Call him a Giganator. Call him Giganator.
Oh, man, not the Giganator.
That's Larry Neesha.
Man, that nigga shit on that damn stuff. That's a shitty motherfucker. You need to get
Silverhawks.
Need to get Silverhawks bucket or something shit in it.
Mm-hmm. He should wear a pamper.
Kid must have got some pussy last night or something, boy. Kid on one tonight, boy. Yes, he is.
Still all day.
He was on there all day. Yeah, man, kid on one today, man. I don't know the fuck. He got some energy or something from some guy there. Motherfucker.
Man, I didn't even know.
I ain't even know
them motherfucking people up north in goddamn North Carolina even race cars, though.
When they start getting on your ass, Larry McKenzie ain't one.
I thought that's some people from Maryland somewhere.
He's from Chadbourne, North Carolina. He got the raggedest auto repair shop in the city.
Come on, man.
Oh, yeah, that's that shop that got all the pistons and shit laying on the floor. They just got to figure out which one's going well.
Yeah, got all them cars and shit up on racks. All them cars and shit up on racks. All them cars and shit up on racks, Dre. They've been up there for goddamn the last 6 months.
And them goddamn cars been on them lifters ever since he got out the penitentiary. That was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now you got old Firebird sitting up on the goddamn frame, right?
Larry, defend yourself, man.
Come on.
He got old Firebird sitting up on the frame, right? Goddamn it, it's been up there for the last goddamn 2 months.
Silverhawk, tell the man to defend himself, Silverhawk.
I'm gonna defend it. He got a big old job.
As Brother D was said, there's no defense for the truth.
I'm a brother.
There's no defense against the truth.
Oh, okay.
He took that from me. Yeah, but the only thing about it, he ain't lying about that part, dog. Ain't no defense against the truth.
I ain't saying he lying. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Butcher didn't come back on it. Y'all remember Butcher? I hadn't heard from Butcher in goddamn 2 years.
The man got the raggedy shop in Chadbourne, North Carolina.
Kid, you don't pull to talk about nobody business, kid. If that's the man's business.
Hey.
Like Skin was saying, I'm keeping it real.
Hey, kid, you know who Larry McKenzie remind me of? That other motherfucker out of North Carolina down there that got the ugly Vega, the little orange ugly Vega. What his name?
I don't know who you're talking about, Dre.
Dog, you know I'm talking about. He got the ugly Vega, the one that they use on TikTok and shit all the time.
You talking about ugly something?
Ugly but nasty.
Ugly something. I know you're talking about.
Yeah, ugly but nasty. You think his name
is Jimmy. Silverhawk, you know why Larry McKenzie be shitting so much? Because he painted his car brown.
Hey, Larry.
Is Larry still out there, man? Larry, man, defend yourself, man. God damn.
Hey, Larry. Come on, Larry.
Is he gone?
Get up.
He gone.
Nah, he's still on.
He must be still on.
Get up, Larry.
He ain't still at the shop working, is it? He ain't still at it. Now let him say
his
dumb ass down there. Where they beat on his mother.
Yeah,
he don't work in the daytime. He needs to work at night.
Goddamn, Butchie, because you're back, Butchie. I don't need these 50 damn Texas, Butchie. You're killing me with all these goddamn Texas, Butchie. I'm glad you're back, but you know what? I wonder where the hell you had been. Oh, shit, Butchie said he got a damn woman now. How the fuck Butchie going to have a woman? He can't even fucking walk. He take blood pressure. He can't do no fucking. Man, he get a goddamn woman. Butchie wasn't here. She had your money, Butchie. She had your money, Butchie.
He said, Tom, work.
Man,
oh,
somebody for everybody. Once you get that Tom to work, once you warm them up, you got a goddamn satisfied. You just can't warm them up and don't finish.
You should leave and go to the grocery store.
Uh-oh. She had your money, Butchie. Let me see what Butchie said.
I couldn't answer y'all question,
but you know I was still at work and I had a customer, okay? So fuck you, regular ass motherfucker. Y'all can talk all the shit y'all want to talk about my shop, okay? Y'all jealous bitches, especially Larry Wills. Like, what the fuck you do for a living besides suck dicks? That's all the fuck you do. That's all the fuck you do,
That ain't your shop. You renting that from somebody else.
Kid, that's actually the goddamn Fed shop. They just letting him stand there so he can keep telling on myself.
Oh, okay, okay. Goddamn stool pigeon.
It's mines, okay? It's all fucking mines, okay? All right? Don't worry about it, bitch. Let me see what the fuck y'all do for a living. Let me see y'all lifestyle. Let me see what the fuck y'all be doing. I show mine every day. Bitch, show me what the fuck y'all be doing.
Hold on. Let me call Shanita and see whose shop that is.
I can show you the paperwork, okay? Most motherfuckers go to prison and come back and got shit. Mine was still standing when I got back. My son was running my shit, so fuck you, motherfucker.
Shit, the way they were ramming you in the ass, you should have something.
There you go, Larry.
We don't want to
see your shot, Larry.
LGBTQPA.
Yeah. The way they were ramming you in the ass, they should have saved you something.
Oh. I ain't never got fucked in the ass, okay, by a woman, nor man, nor child. Nobody never been in my ass, so y'all kiss my ass.
You a lying motherfucker. You drip, lock, fuck you.
Somebody been in your ass now.
Ain't nobody been in my ass, okay?
Yeah.
Not a damn soul.
Somebody been in your ass. You can't hold your shit. Somebody been in your ass. I bet you got them. He's an expert at grabbing his ankles.
Every morning.
Kid, get the fuck off the show. I'm like you now. Kid, get off the show tonight.
He's an expert at grabbing his ankles.
Get your
motherfucker right here. This bitch right here.
Yeah. Kid on one tonight, boy.
Never heard no shit like that. Expert at grabbing his ankles.
Larry, you might not want to come back over here no more. You might not want to come back at this motherfucker no more. These motherfuckers don't even rough over here, boy.
Hey, dog, where's L Boogie at? L Boogie ain't been on here in a minute.
Oh, man, not L Boogie.
Yeah, L Boogie.
He have to go talk to the state a little bit, and then he come and they give him some more money to come out here and set somebody else up.
Oh man!
Oh,
okay. not the federal employee.
I ain't want to know that part.
Oh, goddamn, L Boogie, baby.
I'm just talking shit, man. I like a L Boogie, man. I don't know where that somebody just do. You know, every time he go and come back though, he be done trick some woman out of a lot of money on the car and shit though. By the time he gets back,
the white folks still looking for him.
Hey, didn't he have a baby with one of the white girls or something? Yeah, he had a baby.
I don't know, but hey, He's smart. He's smarter than P. Diddy. At least he ain't in jail.
Yeah, you got a point there.
Well, dog, I'm glad you let me come on tonight to talk what I had to say, but I got to finish my work so
okay,
I can get out
no,
of here.
No, no, yeah. You need to, Larry. I heard him get on you about your medicine. You do. I'm like you though. The doctor gave me a pill one time. I didn't take the motherfucker either. I told him to kiss my ass. Then they give me. I'm like you about that, Larry. So if shit don't make me feel better, what the hell I keep taking this shit for?
Do me one favor. Make sure you got that insurance policy in Shanita's name.
Shanita got a man. She don't want you, kid. She got a man. All right, Larry. Appreciate you coming on, man.
All right, man.
All right, y'all. Hey, y'all got anything too? I'm tired, my damn self. I got to get ready. What's tomorrow? Derek. When is Derek at? That's right. Derek's gonna get mad at me, right? So he's gonna go to my ass because goddamn it, A Train goddamn it was laughing at his question. What are you gonna get mad at me for?
Oh hey, man,
what a dog. Where is A Train? Where A Train is anyway? He ain't on tonight.
He probably don't listen.
I don't want him.
I don't call.
Right. Hey dog, I'm just asking dog because last night A Train said I'm the worst he ever heard. He just don't know.
Yeah.
I've been over here being the referee on some shit on our show today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Shorty cut loose today, huh?
I was over there listening to y'all the other day, Flop, when y'all, you was over there getting it. I'll be over there listening. I just don't send it.
I know it.
I heard you over there going at it with a motherfucker the other day. I said, damn, he had it again. Yeah.
No,
I ain't getting that goddamn car. They ain't got no seatbelts. They ain't got no heat in that motherfucker. It's getting cold too, kid. Fuck them, I'm getting that goddamn car. I'm not getting that car.
Yeah, I saw Mike Hill, goddamn it, made a post about talking about getting around about 20 degrees down there. So glad he don't live in Chicago, goddamn it. He freezes there.
Yeah, damn Dre, stupid man. Yeah. Hey, Dre, I seen Pretty Tony got his ass tore, but he came back and won a race. Everybody thought Pretty Tony was going to win that first race, didn't
he? Yeah, he was running corn. No, hell no, against that Fairmont.
No, that big whatever his name is, you know, he ran the first race he ran.
Yeah,
everybody thought, you know, they.
Yeah, that was that Fairmont. Hell no, he can't beat that Fairmont. Not with that car they had right there. No.
Hey, he bailed out there, though, but that motherfucker fucked him up on the bitch.
Yeah, that Fairmont went. You saw that Fairmont went and got his ass, too.
Hey, Dre, I was looking at that shit. I said, oh, shit, he's gone. See, when that man light came on, I said, damn. Man, who that kids? Who that got the kids in there? Don't make me talk about your kids now. Get your kids out of here.
Damn.
For all that
damn, dog. Trigger Man ain't goddamn advertising his birthday bash?
Evidently.
That was Quan driving that Mustang, the one that they lost and won. That was Quan in that Mustang.
Yep, we'll be down there. They got a private. That's right, Trigger Man race this weekend down in Orenburg.
Mm-hmm.
Birthday bash. And then got a private testing Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Kid, he ain't came on
there.
Yeah,
I just
thought about that shit.
He ain't came on there. Guess you don't want nobody
to
come.
Kid,
yeah, what
kid.
Up? What up?
You only supposed to have one birthday a year. That motherfucker had about four or five birthday.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man. Not the
man,
trigger.
You know you'll come on and get on your ass now, Dre.
I'm on mute, dog. I ain't saying nothing. I'm on mute.
You know Cowboy on this motherfucker. Oh, awesome.
I'm on mute. I ain't said nothing. I'm on mute.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to get in that goddamn car. That car they ain't got no wheels on it.
I saw somebody made a post today on Facebook, dog. They say Maury Povich determined that Salty B is your 484 champion.
Yeah, well, you know, it depends on who tells the story. Just like his fish.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on who telling the story, you know.
Hey,
how long was your fish?
Over, All this shit started over a goddamn T-shirt. Now, ain't that some shit?
Well, no, nah, it was some shit, but it's some good shit. It was some good shit.
Hey,
no, they said the two nitrous companies started that shit. Uh-oh. See that kid? Dre, I told you to shut up. I told you.
Dre, don't you worry about how many birthdays I got, so I can have five birthdays of your one. I still don't look old as you, the ugly motherfucker.
Come on, Trigger.
How you doing, Trigger?
Damn,
what's up?
How long have you been holding that in,
Kid? I've been on Kid. I'm making a red velvet cake.
Kid, I knew I'd make that crazy son of a bitch come out mute. That's why I said what I said.
Oh, okay.
What's up, Dre? Yeah, I'm AK Kid. The show already promoted, Kid. Ain't nothing else we could do. It's gonna be cool. So you bring your long, like you know, you bring your long johns and your hoodies.
Yeah, right. All
cap.
The good shit.
Jamie,
yeah.
Ain't
nothing to talk about.
Jamie, you messed up more stuff in the rear than you thought you messed up, Jamie. You messed up the axles too.
Yeah, dog. I swear it'll mess up my day, dog.
Damn.
Man,
yeah,
twist the axles and all, twist the splines and all.
Damn.
Oh man.
All that power you got, boy. All that damn power, boy.
Yeah, I should have never went back out there. Hoss told me don't go back out there.
Yeah.
Nah, Kid, I'm
back out there. You thought it was going to be ready to load up. You got back out there and said, oh, Lord.
Nah, Kid, I'm making a red velvet cake and stuff like that already, Kid. So.
Oh, okay.
I'm just listening. I heard Dre come off mute.
Mm-hmm.
Come off mute. You know Dre like starts up.
Yeah, talking shit and can on.
I heard Larry. I've been on here the whole time. Host on the line. I'm on host line. But
I heard
Larry on here, Kid. How have you been on Larry all day?
Oh, that dummy from Chadbourne, North Carolina?
Yeah.
Man, please.
Hey, you got to excuse him a little bit. He been in racing a long time, but he ain't got the knowledge that we got on this side, Kid. So you got to ignore him. He on the side over there with Pro Star Joe and them, so they ain't got it.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord.
Not Pro Star Joe,
Lord.
Trigger.
So, you know, so they going to have the same knowledge as us, man.
He got a pointer.
What's up, brother?
He got a pointer.
Is it good or bad?
You got four banned words on my show. That N word, that's a banned word. I mean, a dog can't what that motherfucker say. Nigga.
I know you hit me.
What up, Dre? Hey, Dre. Oh, what's that, brother?
Is it good or bad? Was I good or bad? That's all I want to know. I sent you a text. Is it good or bad?
Oh, that was good. Somebody, the other. Yeah. Hey, yes, sir. But now, Dre, you know me and Hoss gonna be on here just in case somebody say something. You know, we coming out there.
That's what I said. I knew you motherfucker was wrong.
I already knew that was wrong.
You know damn well, Cowboy gonna come out there, motherfucker, and say, "Hey, great." Hey, great. Why you worried about how many birthdays Jamie got? Hey, great.
Oh, man.
Cowboy. You sound like
Cowboy.
More you do Mike here.
Hey, y'all.
Yo, what's up, homie?
You got the steel dream.
Hey, Cal. Cal, what we eat for Thanksgiving, Cal? I know Cal's going to have me a plate, motherfucker.
Yeah, dog. We got something, dog. Yeah, dog. We're going to be straight.
Yes, sir. No cow's going to have me on my fucking plate.
Straight.
Yeah, but hey, I can't get you no turkey because you don't want no turkey.
I don't want no
motherfucking.
You make me some turkey,
yeah, I know.
I'm going to beat your motherfucking ass. On no goddamn
I know,
turkey,
dog. Cow. I know you don't want no turkey.
Motherfucking turkey? Shit.
No, turkey don't need no turkey.
Fucking buzzard. That's a buzzard anyway. Ain't no fucking. That's a buzzard. Like a goddamn that would make me think of a motherfucking buzzard. Hey, Jamie, now that goddamn hamburger helper look too goddamn soupy, Jamie. That motherfucker, now, I'm with you when I'm with you, but that shit look too soupy, man. Goddamn, your shit look like Alan Cook shit.
Man, don't get me started, because Danny Boy already said my food look like the homeless. Oh,
man,
that's some soup.
Well, I'm sorry to say.
Hey, dog.
I like
hey, dog, let me ask you.
I like that shit, but that was too soupy, though.
Let me ask you something, dog. But that, you know, I ain't had let it simmer, dog. But listen, what's the difference in that and spaghetti? I was trying to ask Danny boy that. He couldn't answer. He couldn't answer.
But basically, all the same. Pasta is pasta.
It is.
Pasta is pasta.
Danny gonna argue. Danny boy will argue with a yield sign. So.
Yeah, it's all the same.
Hey, dog, what all you gonna eat? You don't eat no chitlin either, do you, dog?
Oh, I don't eat no chitlin unless there's certain people cook them. So leave that shit away. Give me some ham.
Not the Mike Hill effect.
Cranberry sauce, fucking dressing.
That's all I want.
Yeah, I know that.
I don't want the dressing. You ain't got the cranberry sauce, man.
Yeah, that's right.
I
got that cranberry sauce. Yes, sir.
I want to see his Thanksgiving plate. And he posting all those old Days Inn breakfast that he had the other day. He got some Days Inn, like that was something good.
Days Inn,
got it from the Days Inn, man. Days Inn, 60 years old, man.
God damn. Now, hey, cowboy, some dressing, some cranberry sauce, some tater salad, and ham. Now, and some pies and cake. Pies and cake. That's all.
Oh, man,
fuck
not the sweet tater.
Fuck them chitlins and all that bullshit. I don't want that motherfucking shit. I don't like my chitlins. They cut up real fine. Listen, they cut up real fine in rice. Put me some hot sauce.
I'm with you, dog. I don't need no chitlins.
Hey, dog, this will cook the best. Clean them good, cut up good.
Hey, man, what the fuck did I say, cowboy? What the fuck I said?
You going to change your mind.
Yeah.
Now.
Hey, Gray. He trying to fuck with you, cowboy. He trying to talk like you, cowboy.
Hey, cowboy, my boy. I like fucking with old cow.
Ain't paying him that no attention.
Hey, Dre, you and Ken, y'all don't know what y'all had going on the other day, but I don't want to see that no more, man.
Oh, man, I just had to put a bomb out in that nigga head.
Yeah, I got to call Skin.
They got into it, Skin got you, Dre.
I think Skin got the best of you, Dre.
I already know. Hey, Trigger Man, I expect that from a short motherfucker that never grew.
It's some people you can't mess with, Dre.
Trigger Man, he getting into pound right now. He's been saying pound a new line.
He so Pine ass up today, boy. Pine ready to fight. Pine ain't never been ready to fight. That motherfucker ready to whoop skin ass, he say. He say, man, well, I see you, motherfucker. Let me know all this and that and this and that.
Not the Motor City Pine.
See, the Motor City Pine.
Why these motherfuckers? Why they went to the goddamn wintertime to want to fucking fight? It's too goddamn cold to be fighting.
Hey, Dre. Whoa. Hey, Dre. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm going to be nice about it. We don't discuss what we do over there over here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They got to be flop. They got to be flop.
Let me assume you late that then.
Hey, flop.
Yes, sir.
You don't look as violent as you sound, Wolf.
I'm not violent, Jamie. Jamie, I'm not silent, man. I'm a regular motherfucker, Jamie. I'm 55, Jamie. I'm trying to live to get 150 pounds, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Dre.
Now, don't you be bringing bullshit, but let me tell you this. It's going down right motherfucking now. I've been clicking back and forth. It's going down.
I just told him he's over there giving it to Pine right now.
Yes, man, not Motor City Pine. Hey, bro, D, we don't discuss what we're doing over there, man. All the time, detail. But yeah, he is. He's giving it.
I'm doing the same thing. I'm clicking from show to show.
Hey, D, throw us in there, D. Get us on there.
No, hell no. Hell no. I'm finna go warn them.
Oh, man.
They ain't gonna stop them. They ain't gonna
come back. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all, hold on. Hey, now, listen, y'all, hey. Good dog, them trying to get pushed into our show, y'all. And, cause I told Trey to quit talking about what we're doing over here, over there. And then we kind of confirmed that it was going down. Dog holler, get us in. I said, oh, hell no. I'm finna go warn them right now.
If you tell them they're on the show, they're gonna really go off.
What the fuck we got going on?
At Motor City Pine.
Hey, y'all got the same shit going on every day. You can't hate no motherfucking body up here. Go pop ass, motherfucking ass nigga. You can't hate nobody up, bitch made ass nigga.
Get Brother D out of here, dog.
Won't you just hang
up? Get Brother D out of here and Dre. Get Brother D and Dre. Hey, motherfucker, this ass is on real. I'll tell you something like that ass.
You ain't got a goddamn thing, you pussy-made, bitch-made ass motherfucker. You bitch-made ass nigga. Get your goat-mouth ass over there. Hang your own motherfucking self up, you bitch-made. This ain't your motherfucking deal over there either, bitch. It ain't your deal. You don't got no man. Your motherfucking mammy is walking dead. My mammy dead. Your mama look like she dead. That bitch ought to be dead.
Damn.
That bitch ought to be dead, motherfucker. You son of a bitch. You ain't no tough motherfucker. You just think you a tough motherfucker. You ain't no tough motherfucker, nigga.
Happy birthday to Big Low. Day his birthday too.
Fuck Big Low and fuck Big Low and his birthday.
Yeah. I got something to say.
Hold up, somebody.
We don't know whether how long the show gonna last in the future. Let's everybody make sure we send dog a fruitcake this year.
Oh man,
man
not the fruitcake.
You send me a fucking fruitcake, I'm gonna grab it in your goddamn house and throw it in your motherfucking face. Better never give me no motherfucking fruitcake. If I don't ever see another fruitcake before in my life, I'm all right. All right, we out of here, y'all. We out of here. Good night. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Dog, I heard you say you're chicken and
dumplings. I don't like no chicken and dumplings, no. I don't like it. I've ate it before, but I don't like it.
All right, damn.
I don't like it. Yeah, because, some of that, I don't like watermelon. I mean, just because I'm black don't mean I eat all that bullshit. I don't like watermelon.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right. Good night, y'all. Good night. Merry Christmas.